mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, December 1st, 2008, already in the last month of Big 08. Going into 09 with our new leader, our new savior, Barack H. Obama. Paul Watson will join us for an update on what was really behind the three-day attacks that took more than 300 lives in Mumbai, India. Paul Watson joining us in 30 minutes. He'll also be discussing the Washington Post today, and he did a big detailed report on it at prisonplanet.com, announcing, hey, guess what? It won't just be one brigade. It'll be 20,000 Army troops alone stationed in America, working with your local police. So we will break that down. People are going, my gosh, Alex, how did you know this? We thought you were crazy. I was only going off all the official Pentagon documents. I was only going to their urban warfare drills. And they are training to take your guns. Let's be clear about that. And once they've conditioned the public to accept troops on the streets, like they've been having them now for a decade at sporting events, high school, college, NFL, the Kentucky Derby, the Academy Awards, once you're conditioned to see troops in the streets, then they can start the gun confiscation. And that's what our troops are being trained to do. And if you're patriotic, according to the government, you just turn your guns into them.
What, you're not against the troops in America, are you? What, are you some kind of communist? Turn your guns in.
It's disgusting. So we'll go over that today and do some background history on it with Paul Watson. Then we have Lindsey Williams joining us. I had him on 2 weeks ago. Oil has dipped below $50 a barrel, as he predicted from his Atlantic Richfield executive source. And then we've got Major General Stubblebine and Rima LeBeau. Dr. Rima LeBeau popping in to talk about Codex Alimentarius they covered in Europe and some of the other things that are developing. He's the former head of Army Intelligence, the former head of Special Forces. Always very interesting to talk to Major General Stubblebine. So that is set to be coming up in the last hour today, and we will also have open phones later in the broadcast. In fact, I'm going to have open phones for Lindsey Williams so you can address questions to him when he is on the show today. That said, I want to talk more about a culture of jellyfish, a culture of spineless, self-centered, lazy people. Now, the majority of the United States is not like this, but I'd say 35-40% is. They are completely dumbed down. They are completely one-dimensional and mindless. And they will do whatever the government says. They could care less about themselves, their neighbors, anyone. And this dovetails into people being stabbed, killed, shot, run over, all over the nation, and people not stopping to render aid, not even calling 911, not even caring when their neighbor's being mugged, not even caring when their neighbor's being robbed, just saying, hey, it doesn't affect me. It's this attitude, and that's what brings you to the point of a bunch of people stampeding a guy in New York to death last Friday, and fights at Walmarts and Targets all over the country, and people shooting each other over goods. It goes to a nation that's lost its soul. It goes to a nation that has no bearing, that is set and ripe to be toppled and overtaken and totally enslaved. And the government will use the zombies, will use the little materialistic zombies against the middle class. You see, they use false class warfare. The zombie creatures, and they really are androids. I mean, they're biomechanical androids. They are human, but they've lost their mind. They've lost their soul. They've lost their psyche. They are just basically programmed, bumbling creatures. And they're being programmed and pointed directly at us. The people running over the guy at Walmart and then refusing to stop shopping after they told they killed him, they are the ones that are going to have the submachine guns on the street corners. Waddling, mindless scum with submachine guns ramming the New World Order down your throat. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Off and on for the next few years as the crime rate explodes. I'm going to be putting out public service announcements here on air, just warning everybody to watch your back, lock your houses, your cars. We had a little cheap barbecue pit behind the office. Somebody stole that. Crime is exploding everywhere, and the media will not tell you this. In the past, they would publicize crime statistics. The crime statistics are available from the Justice Department, states, and cities. But they're not advertising the fact that crime is just exploding exponentially everywhere. What they will publicize is a point a caller made last night to my Sunday radio show. We do every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. And that was the Houston Chronicle saying, oh, we've got to go after the gun shows. We've got to go after the gun shops. They're selling guns that are then fenced to drug gangs in Mexico. And that's why there's 2,000 dead on the Texas-Mexico border. It's the evil Second Amendment. You go to a country like Mexico where the citizens are disarmed, and you have hundreds of murders every single day. Yes, hundreds of murders, over 100 murders every day in Mexico. Because once a society becomes that corrupt, everything breaks down. No one follows the law anymore. So you've got all the peasants disarmed with huge roving gangs, different gangs inside the government, every major government official dealing heroin, cocaine, constantly being caught, just in a huge war with each other, the lesser cartels, hundreds of little crime syndicates battling the big Chase Manhattan Citibank crime syndicate based in Mexico City and New York. And so rather than the Houston Chronicle say, wait a minute, hundreds of thousands a year in Houston alone, and this has actually been in their paper before, hundreds of thousands, yes, you can pull those numbers up, hundreds of thousands of violent criminals, of felons being released just from their metro jails. They arrest them. The police arrest them with guns, arrest them driving drunk recklessly. They're just released because the judges, on record, say there's nothing we can do about it. The feds won't come pick them up. They won't take them. They release them. So understand that. Even if the police want to do their jobs, they are just released. But then the American people have to be harassed and treated like complete and total serf slaves. But crime of every type is exponentially expanding. I mean, it's on Austin News every day about a carjacking or another dead body they fish out of the river of a dead woman who was, you know, kidnapped and raped. I mean, every day we hear about home invasions and old ladies being beaten half to death by criminals. And ladies and gentlemen, about half the time here in Austin, it is an illegal alien doing it. And I'm not saying that Mexico is nothing but criminals, though they're having national marches of millions of people talking about how it's becoming a completely criminal state, and the citizens are just begging for it to end to the very government that's engineering it. But the criminals of Mexico know that California, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, and now into Mississippi, Louisiana, up into Indiana, everywhere is the happy hunting ground. This is a place where you can rape, steal, kill, use any identity you want. The Mexican consulate will give somebody 50, 60, 70, 100 different consular matriculas for $22 a piece. And with those fake IDs, they can then get Social Security, they can get jobs, they can get fake IDs, they can suck off the welfare system, bankrupt the states. This is happening. Total breakdown of society is taking place on the border and hundreds of miles over the border. And what's the Border Patrol doing? Ah, they're 100 miles deep in the country, pulling citizens over at checkpoints. Because we are the milk cows. We are the fat slobs. We are the dumbed-down people with this image of a free country in our minds, and it can't happen here. And the public was taught that tyranny is a good thing, that tyranny is freedom. They believe that tyranny is freedom, that war is peace, that slavery is empowerment. They believe that lies are truth. And so they are being enslaved. We are all being enslaved right now. It is truly a sad day. Truly a sad day. As every single day I see articles about Texas sheriffs caught dealing cocaine. Every day I see reports of police chiefs caught dealing cocaine, or their daughters dealing cocaine, or their wives dealing cocaine or their police captains dealing cocaine, heroin, ecstasy. It is a completely bankrupted, corrupt society. And it was done by design, exactly the way the British introduced opium to China and over several decades used the fact that it was illegal to make massive black market products, profits, to corrupt the police and local constabulary, and then bring down the nation and divide it into 10 separate parts. This is the type of real issues that we're dealing with here. The globalists are strip mining us, are subdividing us, are completely blowing us out and ruining us by design, so they can then suck up all of the spoils. In the second hour today, I'm going to spend 30 minutes on this, and I'm going to detail it, and I'm going to play some audio clips from the past where myself and others were warning the public about exactly what was going to happen with the military to be used for martial law on the streets of the United States. Here is the Washington Post today. Pentagon to detail troops. Pentagon to detail troops to bolster domestic security. And it dovetails with the CBS News and AP articles of last week. Also, the Air Force Times headline, Gates Air Force active reserves must integrate. They are getting rid of the National Guard. Just huge things that are happening right in front of us, and that is coming up in the next hour. And it's being proposed to the public like, oh, we just now had this idea because the terrorists are about to strike any minute. We just now had this idea, and NORTHCOM just now in 2008 is deciding to deploy regular Army troops to the streets of America for natural disasters and to fight Al-Qaeda. But when you actually read the directives put out by Gates that we covered last Friday here on the air, when you actually read what NORTHCOM has been saying they're going to do since 1993, when NORTHCOM was really set up, no, it wasn't set up in 2002, boys and girls. Neither was Homeland Security, set up in 93 by Bill Clinton. You can pull that up. Watch the speeches of him talking about it. They just are now unveiling it to the slaves in a big way. The entire setup is stated to remove Congress and remove governors, remove the elected representatives in the legislative at the state and federal level under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and under PDD 51. And then any U.S. citizen can be secretly stripped of citizenship by any military officer or Homeland Security officer, secretly arrested, secretly taken to offshore facilities, secretly tortured, and secretly executed. And it's all right there in the Military Commissions Act. Go read it! Go read the articles we wrote about it in detail, showing you the subsections, linking to it. And people are marveling right now that everything I talked about is coming true. Well, don't marvel. Here's the parallel, or the parable, or the analogy. The parallel. It'd be like if I told my wife on a Sunday morning, hey, the NFL is going to have games all day starting at 3 o'clock. And then she went in and turned on the TV at 3 o'clock, and there was, the Jets playing the Giants. And she, oh my gosh, how did you know? How did you understand it? How did you? Well, I read the TV guide, honey. Or if my wife said to me, hey, Survivor's coming on tonight at 8 o'clock. And then Survivor came on, and I said, how did you know? You're psychic. She'd say, no, I read the TV guide. Still, though, even as it's all being announced, there are people all over the news, all over the message boards, everywhere, running around saying, I'm lying, this isn't happening. Those are definitely paid-for shills, folks. And when they attack me, the messenger, it's always about Alex Jones, never about what I'm saying or what I'm doing. It's he's a Fed, or he's getting rich off this, or he's everything that's in the COINTELPRO manuals to attack somebody who's trying to fight the New World Order. So just recognize when you see that, it's about debating about Alex Jones, because I'm the most effective at getting this out, thanks to you, the listener, spreading the word. It's a symbiotic team effort here, They are desperate to try to divert you. Now, I'm going to tell you again, it's not just in all the documents that this is a criminal organization, that this is a foreign corporate move using the military, not our military, not the U.S. military, now the globalist military, under United Nations and international corporate control, to carry out a rear guard action in the United States to militarize the police, to federalize the police, to have the police work with the army in drug interdiction, in anti-terror operations, in surveillance of the American people, and in surveillance of the government, the legitimate government. And that's in all the announcements they're making, that they're spying on peace groups. They're spying on state legislators. They're spying on prominent business leaders, military intelligence, Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force are on the ground. You see the public face of this out at a city fair or function. You'll have the National Guard or regular Army MPs or regular Air Force MPs. They're just there to acclimate you and acclimate the natives to their presence and acclimate the troops and the police. But when you read what they're now announcing publicly, it's what was in all the previous classified and semi-classified and redacted documents. It was all there. And it is regular military involved in your everyday life, in the schools, brainwashing and recruiting your children to be domestic spies. That's in there. At checkpoints, and then doing lots of PR. Helping at car accidents. Using Army helicopters to airlift people in auto accidents. Again, training you to have the military involved in your everyday life. They're there as the rear guard as the U.S. has imploded and broken up into pieces. This is being done by design. We'll be right back. Next hour, I'm not just going to go over the history of the conversion of the United States and the Western world into a very oppressive military dictatorship. I'm going to break down what it's going to be like living under this. They are already in England, in Europe, arresting prominent newspaper reporters for criticizing Sarkozy in France. Top Italian judges announced that blogs and the internet is illegal. No one is allowed to write political opinions but licensed newspapers. They are moving to try to restrict free speech similarly here with government registration of blogs to then tax them and control them. They arrested the head of the immigration department in England because they believe he leaked information that the government was secretly legalizing the illegal aliens and even putting them in high security jobs. And the anti-terror branch went and arrested him. And the leader of the Conservative Party, the second strongest party, came out and said this is a police state, Stalin-esque. The rogue government, the private military government, controlled by the private banks, not the elected government, spies on the parliament in England, spies on the Congress here in the United States. This is what they do. It's criminal. And to have the military in Europe and here in the United States just announce, oh, by the way, the legislatures, the elected governments, you don't run anything. We're the military. We're spying on you. We work for these private banks. You know, we work for the president. We work for the prime minister. We work for the chancellor. And then they're always controlled by private boards, basically, that got them elected. And that's how it works. And so they mass all the power in the national security state in the name of keeping you safe from terrorism. They menace you with terrorism. And then when you go look at the official NORTHCOM system they set up, and it's the same in Europe, it is designed around riots and suppression and mass arrest and roundups. They openly say it is for the people, and crowd control, and microwave guns, and sound cannons, and FEMA camps, and emergency relocation centers, and interrogation centers. It's for you. It's for me. And it's so the powerful elite can steal and take and put toll roads on whatever roads they want and seize water districts and triple the prices and have total control. Why? Because they are usurpers. They are conquerors. They are dark. They are powerful. It's what they do. It's their nature. It's history. And they've been slowly twisting and bending and brainwashing the military and the police into this culture to accept it as a good thing. these men and women on these power trips, having no idea what they're part of. Now more and more is being revealed to them. It's outrageous. So that's coming up. Paul Watson's going to be joining us to recap, and there's been a lot of new developments and things that have come out dealing with Pakistan and India. Kurt Nimmo's got a story about the supposed terrorist added to the list of Mumbai suspects who was tied in with Al-Qaeda and the ISI. Also, U.S. massive naval air marine might in Arabian Sea opposite Iran, Pakistan, Iran. This is not just being reported by Debka File. The AP and others are reporting India is threatening nuclear tension and war. Indian president has said that they are, quote, at a war security level and are preparing for war with Pakistan. Here is your international crisis. Well, what did I tell you a month ago, what, 5-6 weeks ago, when Biden and Colin Powell and everybody else and Merkel and Barroso and Sarkozy and Brown, all these world leaders came out and said Obama will be tested on the 21st or 22nd of January. There will be an international crisis. People said, where will it be? And I said, Pakistan and India. None of them were saying that. How do we know? Because Obama, look, they talk to the public like they're children. And so they say all this right out in the open like people are fools. I put two and two together. Where is Obama saying he wants to move more forces? Where is he saying? Afghanistan and Pakistan. Pakistan's gotten out of the globalist control. You've got the ISI terror faction controlled by Mossad, MI6, CIA, openly set up by them. I mean, that's even in mainstream news. Going and staging this terror attack with these commandos, killing more than 300 people, hyping the living daylights out of it. And now the Pakistani president, the former head of ISI, and others are coming out and saying, this is staged to blame this on Pakistan. And yes, we know that Western intelligence has infiltrated the ISI. You understand that? The government is divided against itself. The very same people who every week, on average, have been bombing the new government in Pakistan, that kicked out Parvez Musharraf, the U.S. puppet. The very people trying to decapitate the Pakistan government, the very same Muslim terrorists, are the ones now sicked on India as a pretext to play those two nuclear powers off against each other. That's what Russian news is even saying now. Indian news is even reporting it. So this is the facts, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. There have been more than 100 terror attacks just in the last decade in India, predominantly over the disputed Kashmir region, previously part of Pakistan. The two nations have been at war. In 2002, it almost went nuclear. Now, why did the United States, England, and Israel help give nuclear weapons to both nations? Because they want to play them off against each other, the strategy of tension or divide and conquer, the geopolitical system, the great game, as British intelligence calls it. Parvez Musharraf, back in 2000, installed as the dictator, finally removed by legitimate citizens demonstrating. Then the police machine gunned him, remember, a year and a half ago? So they rioted. The police turned to their side. The public is fully aware that Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, is CIA. That's all over Pakistani newspapers every day. They want them out. The public hates the Muslim extremist, who will then be given power by the CIA if they're allowed to get into control. So that's why they're fighting. And now they have attacked India again. The Pakistani government is saying, look, we didn't do this. We want to be at peace. You know, we don't want to have a war. We want to be friends. This is being done to destabilize us. Our government is infiltrated. They are bombing us. Remember a few weeks ago they met at a hotel, about a month ago, government officials, about how to go after Al-Qaeda, and then the hotel got blown up, and it was in mainstream news that U.S. Marines were running around bringing boxes into the building right before it blew up. On and on and on. And so this is the international crisis that Barack Obama is discussing. And they're going to use this crisis coming up in the next 3 months while they devalue the dollar and have a world currency reduction, so it won't look like it's being devalued because all currencies are going to be devalued simultaneously. That's been openly announced. This is global government by the bankers, what they set up two weekends ago in Virginia. Openly saying in hundreds of newspapers, a new world order. They will use that as a smokescreen, the new military action, while the economy is further consolidated. They're masters at diversion. I know the public's very simple-minded. Here's a quick example. All the debates on radio, TV, newspaper, I mean 95% of them, aren't about should we bail out $25 billion or $40 billion Ford and GM and Chrysler? Will it cause a depression if this happens? So they're making the depression that's coming all about, it's the talking point, the automakers. They're causing the depression now. First, it was subprime mortgages, had nothing to do with that. This has been done by design. It was the derivatives and the banks cutting off liquidity to Main Street. And there's another diversion. We're only having a debate about the bailout of $25 or $40 billion of Ford and GM and Chrysler instead of the almost $8 trillion as of last week. I'm sure it's over $8 trillion now. It's, what, $300 billion a day. $7.8 trillion stolen by the bankers with a bait and switch, terrorizing the public. Any question who the terrorists are? The head of the Federal Reserve, the private bank, the head of the Treasury, all of them, they're saying, we will have depression. It will be death and destruction. It will be martial law. The whole country will collapse. If you don't do this, we have to have the money right now. They get it and say, next day, we're not using it for that. We're keeping it and having bonuses and letting our banks buy up other banks and insurance companies and infrastructure. And the bankers all laugh and say, we're doing great. This is wonderful. Publicly throwing it in your face and saying, hey, we're going to use the army in America. A month ago, they say it's 2,000 troops, 3,000 troops, then it's 20,000 troops Sunday. By the middle of next year, you're going to hear them talking about 200,000 U.S. troops deployed here. Oh, yeah, they're going to get pulled out of Iraq and brought back here. They're going to have contractors here, and the rest of them are going to go to Afghanistan and Pakistan. Unless we get the word out. I mean, this is so historical, so diabolical, so huge, and it's happening right out in front of everybody. And the COINTELPRO operatives are all over the internet, message boards, YouTube, everywhere, going, Alex Jones is lying, none of this is happening, he's a Fed, he's a this. Regardless of what I am, and judge a tree by its fruits, obviously, I'm the salt of the earth, and you know it, it's why you listen. You've got discernment, but the dumbed-down public doesn't have discernment. And so the COINTELPRO isn't targeting you. They know they've lost you. They're targeting the dumbed-down people who are kind of looking up from their head in the sand, pulling their head out momentarily to say, is something going on? They go, no, no, everything's fine. Don't listen to him. He's the government. People say, well, we need a solution to all of this. The solution is warning the public and saying no to troops on the streets. No to martial law. No to the executive branch with private contractors taking over the whole government. That's the solution. The solution is look in the mirror. All I can do is tell you this is happening and try to get people to be concerned about it. I want to go to Paul Watson for the balance of this hour. Paul Watson, you said last Wednesday when this all started, last Tuesday actually, Tuesday night when this all kicked off, you wrote an article saying that the Mumbai situation would be blamed on Pakistan. And then you pointed out that ISI is CIA and Mossad and MI6 controlled. That this would be used to destabilize the country, that the very groups they were claiming are attacking India are attacking the Pakistani government. Openly globalist backed. And sure enough, days later, what you said unfolded and happened. And now it's in the Pakistan Times, it's on Russian TV, all over the place, laying out that this is a destabilization move of Pakistan and India. And the public is so unsophisticated. I'm reading their comments on these stories and reading the comments on the videos online. They don't even understand it, much less finding Pakistan or Kashmir or India on a map. Paul Watson, break down the latest information we have.
Hello, Alex. Yeah, the latest thing that we have is regarding this warning, this foreknowledge that the Indians had, and it was a specific warning of both the method in which the attack would be carried out, the arrival by which the terrorists would take, and the target, which was mainly the Taj Mahal Hotel. And this was the CIA station chief in Delhi who told Indian intelligence in September that the terrorists were planning to arrive by sea and attack the Taj Mahal Hotel with small arms and or bombs. So they took, initially they took that warning seriously and beefed the security measures at the Taj Mahal Hotel. But then, strangely enough, as we routinely see happen in these major terrorist attacks, the security was then softened just a week before the attack. So you've got specific warnings about the method and location of the attacks, and the hotel relaxes the security measures right before it. Now, there are also eyewitness reports from people on the ground of police who, as these armed terrorists were running through the subways and the restaurants and the streets shooting at people, the police refused to shoot back. And that's why now you have these videos emerging of citizens who are forced to gang up and go hand-to-hand in combat with these terrorists because the police are nowhere to be seen. So, I mean, the question is, if these security measures were softened and if the police were not firing back at the terrorists, and why did the attack drag on for 2 or 3 days? The question has to be asked, was there some kind of stand-down order? Because the way in which India has exploited the attacks, which, as you mentioned, I predicted, it wasn't hard to predict because they always blame Pakistan for everything, but the level to which they've pushed it in this situation goes above and beyond anything. And they're obviously trying to blame Pakistan to deflect from the fact that they were given this specific warning and they failed, not only they failed to prevent it, but, you know, they let the whole thing drag out for days, and the sentiment has now started to turn. You've had a resignation of top official in the Indian government, you've got more on the way, and people are starting to ask serious questions about how they failed to prevent the attack and why they let it drag on for so much time. So then, they've killed 9 of the 10 terrorists. There were supposedly 10 terrorists. Other people say there were 15 or more. They've got one.
And they always catch one lone patsy. One. There's only always one left. This is following all the classic patterns.
They always got one patsy who, you know, sings from the same hymn sheet.
And he's the star. He's the one that paraded around in front of cameras.
Exactly.
It's also the star, again.
Azam Amir Kassab, who is a fluent English speaker, and as soon as they got him, he started implicating Pakistan. The media took it as gospel. Of course, they'd never, let's say, you know, he's a real terrorist, he's no kind of provocateur. The media took it as gospel, even after his interrogation.
They're also rolling out not one, but two witnesses who just so happen to be fluent English-speaking movie stars, TV stars, who play the part of terrorists or people fighting terrorists.
Exactly. So that it's strangely scripted. So now he's blaming, he's saying his handlers were this Lashkar-e-Taiba group, which is ISI Pakistani affiliated. The problem being that Lashkar-e-Taiba always claim responsibility for their attacks. They always have done in the past. But in this case, they vehemently denied involvement, yet he's saying that they were his handlers and that it's a Pakistani operation. So again, we ask the question.
Well, how this really works is they send in commandos, and we're not sure who sent them in. They kill a bunch of people, then they take their outfits on, put on their police uniforms or other uniforms. They slip back into the crowd, cover their faces, and they bring forward the actor who years later will be quietly released. And over again, they say, oh, well, we released the bomber because he was really intelligence operative for the CIA or Mossad or Indian intelligence or British intelligence. And this has happened over and over again, folks. It's just in the back of the paper. We arrested him to protect him and to protect his cover. Then they get plastic surgery, and that's the end of it.
Exactly. So as we outlined on Friday, the likely perpetrators are these gangs who are engaged in tribal warfare and have been for decades, basically. There's bombings in India every month. There was one last month of the embassy. There was obviously the parliament bombing a few years ago. And, yeah, the potential exists that there were provocateurs in there, and now with the propaganda and the way they're scripting it, it seems that that could have been the case. But we asked the question, you know, if this was sponsored by Pakistan, who have been making strenuous peace overtures towards India recently, unprecedented, then what would they possibly have to gain from sponsoring a brutal attack against innocent civilians, which was played out on international television for everyone to see?
Well, what did Haaretz and the Jerusalem Post report 5 years ago? That's in some of my documentaries. They reported that Mossad and Shin Bet, the external and internal intelligence arms of Israel, created fake al-Qaeda groups with real Arabs, and in some cases the Arabs didn't even know they were being handled. They were just being paid. And they were being paid by Arab or Arab-looking and speaking Israelis to go stage bombings of buses and nightclubs every time there was about to be a peace deal. Because the military and the private corporations that make their huge profits out of it all, the whole military state in Israel, they want the wars to continue. They want the tension to continue. They don't want peace. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's always the case in Britain, the US, or Canada, where you get these radical groups. In some cases, it's just gangs. It's just street gangs who were provocateured into talking about or writing crude plans about how they want to carry out terror attacks. And in every single case, such as the Chicago 7 in America, who were basically near retarded, they never had any capability of doing anything. They just wanted the payoff from the FBI agent. Same in Canada with the so-called beheading plot. Same with every single case in England of these, where they bust these terror cells, it always turns out that there's a provocateur behind them. But in this case,
not just behind him, he's always the leader. He's the founder. The FBI, MI5, MI6, Mossad, Shin Bet, French intelligence, German intelligence, they're always led. It's not like an infiltrator got into the group. They can say, well, we've got to watch them. They always found it. They always find the unstable schizophrenics.
Right, they radicalize it.
They normally go off of city welfare files, because when you get on welfare, they make a lot of these young men go through psychological testing. They have files on them. And they'll offer them $100,000 apiece just to videotape a federal building in Miami.
Right.
Again, last Monday, Reuters, Der Spiegel, German intelligence caught attacking a NATO base, trying to blame it on the Serbs.
Now, in this case, you've got obvious tribal warfare in that region. There are real terror attacks every month. In fact, there's one today in Pakistan, a car bombing, just completely ignored by the media. They happen all the time. So there are real terrorist groups in that region because there's real tribal warfare going on. But the claim that it's all being directed by Pakistan in the case of the Mumbai attacks, again, what would they have to benefit from the full might of the US military targeting them? There's reports now that as soon as the attack began to unfold in Mumbai, despite, you know, widespread confusion about who its perpetrators were and what the motive was, that US aircraft carriers, some of which were already in the region, but additional ones were moving towards the Pakistani border. And then now you have the Pakistani troops moving from the Afghan border to the Indian border. So in the very first couple of hours that it was unfolding, these aircraft carriers started to move towards Pakistan.
Here's an example. In fact, John, try to pull this up. I don't think it was the last time. It was the before the last time, about a month ago. I was on, was actually the day after the election, or was it 2 days after? I was on Press TV, International Iranian Television, And I went on there and I said, they're going to attack Pakistan. They're going to stage an event to escalate a war between India and Pakistan, or at least a near war. That's going to be what Obama does. And there was one of Obama's advisors on the show, big Democrat, and he said, yeah, that's... But he just took what I said and spun it and said, yes, you'll have to deal with Pakistan. I mean, we're on record, Paul, calling it. I mean, that's another reason we know it's staged. Not just all the other evidence. There's hundreds of other points we're not even making here. I mean, I'm not trying to sound arrogant. I'm just giving you a fact here that, you know, our minds move a million miles an hour on this stuff when you eat, drink, and sleep it and trying to explain all the subtle nuances. I mean, you know what you're seeing when you've seen it over and over again. You see the scripting. You see the setups. You see the same manuals. NORTHCOM, publicly being dissolved right now into regular army, is confiscating guns in Illinois statewide.
He's trying to find me.
The minute you're
standing in the middle of life with my pants.
State registration expires even a day. You gotta have a card to even own guns. They SWAT team you with the army. See, that's a beta test. New Orleans was a beta test. Going into the nice neighborhoods, high and dry, slamming people's heads in the concrete, taking their guns. See, now it's going to be nationwide. Hello, U.S. Army here, ma'am. Doing a courtesy check. We'd like to inspect your firearms. Those are in areas where you have a Second Amendment, like Dallas, Texas. It's the police doing it. It's in mainstream news that the military, regular army, will be working with your local police. High treason, the destruction of the republic in your face, but the public can't even find the U.S. on a map. So how are they going to be able to know then that that's tyranny? Somehow we've got to stop this. I mean, this is just so bold. I'm going to cover it next hour. Great article by Paul Watson up on PrisonPlanet.com. Paul, you posted some videos from Police State 2000 of troops coming up and telling cameramen to turn their cameras off, of practicing taking over the police stations and city halls and things. Will you add the video of them confiscating guns?
Yes.
And then people don't believe it. Why don't you add the article from like 3 months ago where the governor of Illinois announced they're going to use army to confiscate guns?
Well, they're just here to help, Alex.
Yeah, well, I mean, but it doesn't matter if it's on national TV. Still doesn't exist.
No, it does. I mean, when we reported that the preachers and the pastors were being trained to pacify their congregation to not resist when martial law's implemented, you know, they all came out and said we were making it up. And then all the local TV news stations reported it, and then they said, well, it might be true, but there's nothing to worry about. And still to this day, two years after all the local TV stations reported it on it, it's still listed on museumofhoaxes.com, one of these urban myth websites, as a likely hoax.
And now they're going to have Mythbusters do a two-hour special on 9/11 Truth. They're having the National Geographic Channel. And they'll just get up there and lie, just like Museum of Hoaxes says we're lying. I mean, imagine what it's like to get secret FEMA documents and then to make calls to local preachers I know and to say, how do you know about this? Yes, they came to me, but I refused. I know a local pastor of a large Baptist church. And to then talk to a deacon of another church, and I was sent all this, and then I had the pastor on the show, and then FEMA came and threatened him, somehow tracked back. I mean, these were FEMA documents with names and phone numbers, folks. I have to sleep at night with this stuff, and the debunkers just lie and say we're making it up, Paul. I mean,
Alex, this website said, quote, tellingly, the article doesn't provide any verifiable source for its claims, even though the whole document was linked in the article. And then all the comments below are, there's the source, and then here it is on local TV news. And it's just, they don't change any of this stuff.
They don't care. Hey, don't you little hired punks know something? Don't you understand that tyranny isn't cute? You're not going to be part of the winning team. The New World Order is going to bankrupt you, too.
Well, Alex, what obviously what this is being sold on the pretext of is that the troops are just here to help in, you know, times of emergency if there's a disaster.
They said in the Army Times it's going to be used for riot control and suppressing the people and helping at car wrecks. Well, what's wrong with the Army? They just life-flighted a little girl, you bastard!
But look at what happened in Katrina. They weren't much help there, were they?
Well, I just, you know, let me tell all the yuppies and all the idiots something right now. Folks, when governments bring troops in and point them at the government, that's who they're really menacing, bad things happen, okay? This is so they can rape the daylights out of you. We'll be right back. Stay there, Paul.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
6 weeks ago, the Army and NORTHCOM announced they're going to deploy a brigade of combat-hardened troops for warfare against the American people. It states it clearly. That was 3,000 troops. Now they're announcing 20,000 for starters. I've been studying this. It looks like it's going to be at least 50,000 regularly stationed troops. And then, according to Obama, 1 million kind of like glorified security cops or community police like they have in England, where they come up and ask you questions, train you to be asked questions every day, harassed, train you to interact with the police constantly, to be asked questions. They now do this all over England. If you're in a park, just sitting there, they walk up and ask if you're a terrorist. They ask if you're a pedophile. It's just all social conditioning, and it's all being announced. Paul Watson, in closing here, we'll have more reports out on PrisonPlanet.com about what really happened in India, in Mumbai. It's got all the earmarks of a staged event, classical staged event. This is Obama's crises. We said it would be in Pakistan and India. Here it is. But just on the subject of this article you wrote that's from the Washington Post, 20,000 more troops to be deployed for domestic security. Now, how this works is they announced one brigade 6 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, and then in the article it really listed three brigades and a bunch of other units, or around 15,000 troops. Now they're announcing 20,000. You watch, it'll be 50,000 within a year, and you will see them. They're going to be everywhere. Again, just standing around doing nothing with machine guns. Then they'll come over with police, ask you questions. It'll be on the news, people being questioned. I mean, going back 6-7 years ago at sporting events, high school games, they'll just have the Army there searching people in Tennessee and in Alabama in the middle of nowhere in Montana. It's just training you to be a slave. Line up, slave, show me your papers. Little kids with their parents having their bags searched, training them to be a slave. The public schools are training them how to be prisoners. Paul Watson, closing comments on this.
Well, that's right, Alex. I mean, look at what they did in Katrina. They weren't helping anyone. They were shooting alleged looters. They were shoving people around sports stadiums, you know, making pointless patrols on deserted streets. And in fact, the local politicians were using them to as an armed escort to go back to their houses, which weren't even badly flooded, to rescue their possessions.
While cops stood down and let their family members, mothers and people in nursing homes, die over 5 days.
Yeah, that's what they were used for. I mean, they deliberately botched the relief efforts for Katrina, then waited a week to provide the pretext for troops to come in. I mean, FEMA were preventing the trucks full of food, medicine, and water from getting through. And, you know, as we reported at the time, they cut the communication lines. So they needed
that humanitarian disaster. The police had armed standoffs. Armed standoffs with FEMA paramilitary police climbing fences in the dead of night. This is after the hurricane hit, but before things even broke down, cutting all the lines. That's why the police all walked off the job. FEMA hit them and hit them hard with military precision.
So it created the pretext to say we need the troops there, even though the local authorities could have dealt with it if they hadn't been sabotaged.
Again, FEMA secretly at over 50 locations, cutting power to police departments and fire departments and local emergency, and with fire axes hacking down the police communication towers.
Right, and this new deployment that's been in the Washington Post today, as we report, it's all codified under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, which which was repealed, but then Bush attached a signing statement to it saying, you know, he didn't feel bound by the repeal. So the question is, Obama has said he will reverse all these Bush signing statements. Will the John Warner Defense Authorization Act be one of them? With his actions on, you know, Gates and Hillary Clinton, it seems doubtful.
Yeah, we should do a story about all of his wicked appointments now. I can't wait to ask Tarpley about his savior Hillary being appointed Secretary of State or moving to have her confirmed. We should do a story explaining the fact that he isn't going to reverse anything real. Paul Watson, I really appreciate your great work. Everybody should go get your story at PrisonPlanet.com right now. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
There he goes.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Washington Post, 20,000 more U.S. troops to be deployed for domestic security, to work with local police in crowd control and law enforcement activities, as well as disaster and anti-terrorism. This whole thing is designed and built and set up to not just suppress the American people, but also to take over governorships, to take over states, and the congressional legislature, the Congress. And remember, 6 weeks ago, now almost $8 trillion stolen by the offshore private banks through the banker takeover bill, they threatened martial law. The Congress was threatened with martial law by Secretary of Treasury Henry Paulson. Senator Inhofe is now on record that that's who made the threats. We had other congressmen on who were told the threat, but were told under House rules and Senate rules that they could not speak about it because it was in a closed meetings. That's right. Congress closes up the doors and went in there, and Paulson told them, with Bernanke sitting right to his left. So that's how they operate, ladies and gentlemen. There's no way to get around this. There's no way to twist this in your minds. There's no way to distract yourself from what's happening. I mean, let's just look at Katrina alone. It's on record. It was in hundreds of newspapers. We interviewed some of the heads of the parishes all over Louisiana. After the hurricane went over, remember it took about 12 hours for it to flood and for the levees to break. FEMA went in and cut the generator power, sabotaged the generators owned by the parish, the parishes, by the counties. Parishes in Louisiana are the counties. Same thing. People always email me and ask me what I'm talking about. Here in Texas, we live next to Louisiana, so we know a little bit more about the state than some. I just forget how ignorant the public is on average. I mean, I meet people from New York all the time who are really smart, competent people, but they really believe we ride horses to work in Texas and that we live in log cabins. But side issue, the point here is that FEMA went in and sabotaged and cut lines. And then police, you know, in the main parish that New Orleans is based in, the county, went in, and this has been on national television, went in and fixed it, and FEMA showed up with guns and said, we are cutting the power. We are cutting the power to police and fire and emergency management radios. And the police in one parish actually had to point their rifles at FEMA and say, no, you're not, under orders of the sheriff and under orders of the head emergency manager in the parish. On record, go pull it up. Now, why would FEMA go in right before the levees broke and cut communication? Well, I believe the hundreds of witnesses that said they saw a giant explosion and saw Army troops in the area right before it happened where the levees got blown. 80-plus years before, it's on record that the federal government blew the levees to flood the lower wards and to save the more wealthy areas of town. That's why there's that story going around originally, because it's on record. But we don't know if they blew the levees. We know they blew it in the last big flood there that killed thousands from another hurricane. But we know. And it's not like the whole government's evil. You know, I had family there in helicopters in the week after, saving people off rooftops. Most of the Army was out there trying to do a job. It's compartmentalization. They didn't know that FEMA cut the police communication lines to make local government look inept and to say, oh, look, FEMA needs unlimited power and control through NORTHCOM. You see, by, quote, screwing up, they can then say, see, we need even more power, more funding, when they already had basically omnipotent power and unlimited funding. So the police were then, later were criticized, saying, oh, two-thirds of the New Orleans police walked off the jobs. Well, they're used to being micromanaged. They're not trained to go on their own initiative. They're not trained that if communications are cut off, what to do. They're told everything, including how to wipe their behinds. They are micromanaged. They are controlled. And so suddenly their communications don't work. And after about 6 hours of that, yes, two-thirds of them walked off and went home to their families, take care of their families. And they said, oh, look at these inept locals. They don't know what they're doing. Meanwhile, FEMA would go in with fire axes and hack the communication lines, rip them out, rip them down, and then the police would come in and jury rig it and fix it with the county engineers, the parish engineers, and FEMA would come back with guns, pointing guns at them. Now, those FEMA guys are the bad guys. But FEMA itself is highly compartmentalized. I mean, you think about how diabolical it is for FEMA, we learned almost 3 years ago now, to go around the country and hire 13,000 preachers, and they doubled those in 2007 to 26,000, and to secretly train them. We have their training manuals to submit to Romans 13, do what the government says, go to FEMA camps, turn your guns in, take inoculations, let them take your children. And then we even had all the videos. Suddenly the TV preachers were saying exactly that on television. Flocks were being taught that at their churches. And people didn't believe us, even though we had the secret FEMA documents, even though we had several of the preachers on, even though I independently verified this is going on in Austin, Texas, and then it came out. I mean, how diabolical is it that we have this huge black op government doing drills in the majority of U.S. cities and towns, thousands of drills, going back 20 years. Where the Army comes in, the Marines come in, generally the two groups. Other armed services have been involved in smaller operations, sometimes assisting. And they just show up. They covertly give the town, $500,000, even in small towns. They give cash on the side to police chiefs, sheriffs, emergency managers. I've got police chief of San Antonio on video saying they tried to bribe him, that they did bribe other city officials. Then I talked to Austin police, who they approached, and Travis County Sheriff's Department people. You want me to name one? Lieutenant Beck, the head of the Travis County SWAT team. They approached him. I had talked to him 6 months before, and he laughed at me. I ran into him at the courthouse. He called me up and said, come up to my office, please. How did you know about this? Again, who are you? Who are you working for? How did you know Delta Force would come here and do this? And I said, sir, they're going to every county in Texas. That's why I said, have they been to you yet? And the guy, the Marine Corps, Vietnam vet, head of the SWAT team, laughed at me. But you know what? He was a real American. He wasn't laughing after he found out it was all true. And then they fired him, by the way. And the next time I showed up at the SWAT team office, guess what videos I saw? And they weren't put out for me to see them. When I was walking in the door in one of the little office areas, I saw Oklahoma bombing cover-up. Police State 2000. I saw my film and other films. They had decided they better look into what I was saying. And you know what? Those men went down the rabbit hole. The new commander seemed friendly enough, but he was looking at me like he was on a rabbit hunt, though. You could see it in the eyes. When I was in Luby's one day eating by myself, about, I guess, 2 years ago, he came up and sat down at the table by me. Was trying to assess me. Assess me? I'm a defender of the Republic. I learned that private corporations have taken over our military and have a long-term, almost 30-year plan to overthrow the United States. And as a defender of the Republic, I'm here trying to warn people. That's who I am. You want to assess me? Go ahead. You want to assess me? That's who I am. It's what I stand for. And I'm not going to be conned, especially when it's all in black and white in my face. When I go witness Marines all over the country training to take our guns and admitting it's for the United States, I know treason when I see it. When the North American Union is openly being set up and Judicial Watch sues and gets the secret documents, and they start off by saying, we've got to keep this secret from the public. We're going to set up carbon taxes, put troops on the streets of America, bring in world government. I know treason when I see it. You know, this government claims it's our government, wraps itself in the flag, and everything's about how it's for the troops and how they care about the troops and all of this propaganda. The people running this country are anti-American. They're globalists. They want to destroy our sovereignty. They want to capture the United States. And you know what? They have captured it. And now they're trying to consolidate that power and crack down on the public because they're about to suck your bank accounts dry and you're about to all lose your jobs and crime's going to explode in the streets. They know they're social engineers. They're behavioral psychologists, the people that study civilization. They know exactly what's going to happen. Now people are saying, well, Alex, you know, we do need the army on the streets. There's about to be a depression and crime's up. And so the public, you know, is going to need this. As if it all just now got set up. As if it all just suddenly popped out of a jack-in-the-box. 30-plus years. The 30 years we know of, preparation for all of this. Public information since 1984. All set up beforehand, and then they come out in the Washington Post today, and the first line in the article is about how, oh, they're just now setting this up. It's happening. It's happening now. And by the way, do you know what else we saw at all these big military drills across the country? Hebron, Maryland. Oakland, California. All these sites. Little Rock, Arkansas. You know what else we see going on there? Something I haven't talked enough about that dovetails in with what Obama's doing right now. We'll tell you about that when we get back. And a lot more. So please, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. This is the GCN Radio Network. I tell you, this country's going to absolute hell in a handbasket. Trey was just telling me about an email from KLBJ warning the employees that a whole bunch of cars are being broken into over there. Just every day by people. And then the APD just called my wife, my parents that are out of town, had their house broken into, and the police are in my parents' house right now. This is a country of degeneracy and scum imploding, and you ain't seen nothing yet. The Army's going to take everything you got, and they're going to give you lead and microwave cannons right back, because we're a decadent, baby-killing country of wicked trash. So enjoy yourselves. That's all I've got to tell you. This crime is just exploding everywhere. Massive gangs of illegal aliens, like foraging, like a bunch of goats, just ripping up all the green grass and leaving desert behind them. And that's only part of it. And that's who's doing it. And nothing's going to stop them because they're above the law. We're going to be just like Mexico, consumed with corruption, consumed with theft. With the delusional, guilty, pathetic liberal yuppies begging for it. Just begging for to be raped financially, spiritually, mentally. So keep killing your babies and keep getting cursed, country. 50 million dead babies. And what do people, so-called patriots, do out there? They don't ever stand up for the babies. They just criticize me and say, what is it, 47 million or 50 million babies? And they go get clips of me saying 47 million babies from 5-6 years ago. It's 50 million now. Instead of facing those dead babies, you make excuses and psychologically divert off into something else. Bunch of mental midgets and weaklings. Folks, I'm freaked out about this country. It's going down in every way. Okay? We're being judged by evil. And the news isn't going to tell you about any of it. And I, for one, have had enough of it. Enough of it. Keep your hand off our guns. Keep your hands off our kids, you bunch of parasite government people. And that's what I'm telling you with this martial law situation, ladies and gentlemen. Society is going to break down so bad, the public is going to beg for army on the streets. The public is going to beg for 10 million cops, not the 3 million we've got. They're going to beg for the million-man spy force. And none of it, just like in Europe, none of it's going to stop the crime. It's only going to increase. Because overall, the system is going to be there to squeeze you. Is that saying the average person in the army's bad, the average cop's bad? No, they got tough jobs. But the system that's directing them is evil and has compartmentalized them. You know what? I got a guest coming up in 30 minutes. I got Lindsey Williams coming up. John, I got a bunch of clips I wanted to play, and I wanted to comment on these clips. You know, clips from around the country where they're training the local police with the National Guard for riots and people trying to take over the police department. Where I went on CBS News and laid out everything that was really happening, and the guy basically spewed a bunch of disinfo at me, and then now a year later, everything I talked about on that show is happening. And then there's another clip I sent you, John. Another clip. There's two gun confiscation clips from New Orleans. First, I want you to play myself on CBS. I'm going to run over to my parents' house. It's only about 2 miles away. I'll be back. When we come back, I want you to play the CBS first, then the martial law is coming newscast, then the guns in New Orleans, then the NRA gun grab story, and then play the one where the cops almost beat to death the military hero. And then also, at the end of that, play the martial law, couple of martial law clips. Play the Inhofe clip where he's talking about, yeah, it was Paulson threatened martial law, and then play the other congressman talking about the threats of martial law. And just fill up the next 30 minutes with clips. I meant to do this hour anyways. I just wanted to stop it and comment on all these clips. I won't be able to do that now. Again, I'm going to run over to my parents' house and see what's going on with that. Why don't you take us out with the bird. The bird is the word. You got that loaded yet? Let's go out with that song, and then we'll come back and play these clips. Stay with us as society completely implodes. Watch your six, folks. The criminals are running wild everywhere.
When everybody's heard about the bird.
In the future, every major city will have a high-altitude blimp tethered to a cable with ground-penetrating radar that looks right through your walls and gives the government a black-and-white image.
We live in a post-9/11 world, security higher. We're a country at war. Not an ideal situation for anyone, but there are some that say if we have another terrorist attack on American soil, the U.S. will be under martial law. On the phone, we have with us the man you just saw in the video, that is Alex Jones, a man who has set forth to expose these supposed indiscretions by the government. We also have with us terrorism law expert Jeff Adicott with us. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Let's first talk with you, Alex, by phone. Alex, you feel America is going to be under some martial law pressure as soon as we get attacked again. Is that correct?
Well, back in 99, I met with your police chief, and we threw Delta Force out. They brought in large bags of cash and tried to buy them off. Then I talked to emergency managers around the country when I was fighting this then and found out there was a covert plan to take over all of our major cities. Now that's been in the Associated Press. The Homeland Security Committee in Congress with the highest level security clearances are not allowed to see the details of PDD 51 signed May 9th of this year that literally makes the president a dictator. And last year, the president funded the John Warner Defense Authorization Act for domestic oppression of the American people. It actually says that it is for domestic insurrection and rebellion. This has nothing to do with terror.
Let's talk,
is the military-industrial complex waging war on the people.
Let's talk about that presidential directive number 51 that you're talking about. Mr. Atticott, he's talking about the one that basically gives the president some power to go in case of an emergency and establish some sort of order.
Right.
Is it as bad as Mr. Jones calls it?
I don't think so.
He's a lawyer for the people that were there in 99.
Presidential directives are nothing new. I mean, the Clinton administration had a continuity PDD itself, and this president has simply replaced that one with this one. It's interesting because a lot of the annexes to the document are classified, so I don't know how this gentleman has had access to those where he can tell us about what it says.
But
basically, if you read Section 9, Paragraph 9, it indicates that the executive branch has a responsibility for continuity, and the judicial branch has a responsibility, and also the legislative branch. So it's really not the boogeyman. This is nothing new, nothing to get upset about. It's actually the responsibility
the
of the government to do this.
Well, Mr. Jones, you're just alluding to the cameras, and I think we heard a little bit at the top of the show about you talking about the blimps overhead. Do you really think we're going to get to that point? I have not seen any blimps in my neighborhood. I don't really fear my police force.
Let me break this down. That is a Pentagon announcement of 2004, and they do now have them over D.C., L.A., and other areas. And yes, they are mounting high-altitude blimps. These are so high you can't even see them without a telescope, or at night you can see them because of the atmosphere and the sun going over the edge.
But I already have Google, I can actually Google my own home, and check out my
this.
Home.
Listen. You know, Mr. Atticott's not stupid. I looked into him, okay, and he knows what he's doing. We have the memos written by John Yoo and the Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez, saying they can torture children with pliers. That the president is, it says that with pliers. It says the president is above the law and that all law flows from him. And in PDD 51, he is saying he is in command of continuity of government, and then Congress
is
able to seize.
Obviously,
sections.
He is in command. That's what the executive
commander
does.
In chief.
All the administrative agencies are under the executive branch.
Congress,
I mean, all administrative agencies are under the executive branch. So why would that be surprising that he is issuing policy memos to agencies within his control?
No.
We would expect him to do that.
He will command the entire infrastructure.
That's not what it says.
But he's a president on his way out as well. There's going to be a change in presidency here come November.
PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. You can see the body or the body of evidence. Or go to Google and type in martial law, 9/11 rise, the police state, or terror storm. You can watch my films for free.
I have a better idea. You could go to Google and pull up PDD 51 and read it for yourself.
Absolutely.
And read paragraph 9, which talks about the responsibility of each branch of government.
Hey, why don't you
and
guys
not executive takeover.
Why don't you remember the four members of the Homeland Security Committee in Congress who have been able to see part of it and then want to see the classified areas because they're saying that it looks like it's a martial law plan? That's members of Congress, and Atticott, you're counting on folks not going and seeing what the AP and the Oregonians and others had to say about it.
Mr. Jones, does the mentality or what Mr. Jones is pushing here, does it incite maybe us? Is it a fear-mongering thing, or does he have some validity to his points?
Well, obviously, in time of conflict, and we are definitely in a conflict with Al-Qaeda, I mean, they want to kill tens of thousands of Americans if they can. That's a fact. And our government has a responsibility to protect its citizens. But I think Mr. Jones is correct, and that has to be balanced against civil liberties. And where you draw that line is something that we need debated. And I think voices like his are important, but we need to put them in context. I mean, you need to look at the facts, take a deep breath, and make up your own mind. But certainly, this is America. You have the right to say what you want to say.
Mr. Atticott.
You have a right to your own opinion, but you don't have a right to your own facts, and I think that's the case you see here.
You know what? I can prove my facts. We have members of Congress who are concerned about this. We have Republican and Democratic, liberal and conservative top lawyers across the country saying this country's going into martial law. Bob Woodward last year was in San Antonio and said he thinks we're going into a dictatorship. That was in the front of the newspaper. I'm not the only one that's worried about this. By the way, the borders are still wide open, but the American people are being harassed and controlled. We have the federal documents. And by the way, Atticott, if you want to come debate me for an hour, I'll be on the radio on KLBJ today for 2 hours.
What are you doing?
We are talking with Alex Jones from Infowars.com about the changes here in America, and he believes we're changing into a police state. And also joining me is Dr. Jeff Atticott. He is our expert on terrorism law, and we thank you both for joining us. We're kind of continuing our conversation. Alex, you've got some films out there. You go to protests, and you complain we're gearing up for this police state because you say cops are swarming the streets with guns. These are huge protests, like the one we just saw you in New York during the Republican National Convention. Of course, there's some increased police presence in New York after it being attacked, but do you honestly think that we're getting to a place in time where nobody's going to have any freedom to do what they actually want to do?
Yes, people are being arrested coast to coast for peacefully protesting or demonstrating. New York has banned independent news cameras on the streets. Some of my cameramen have now been arrested and told that they're terrorists for having video cameras all over the place. We have neocons. A top neocon in the Philadelphia News said we need another 9/11 so they can get their bigger police state out. That's been a big national controversy the last few days.
Alex, let's talk about that because, and Jeff, maybe you can add some to this. We haven't had another 9/11, and is it perhaps because of the fact that we've taken some of the precautions that Mr. Jones is talking about that he does not like?
Well, you got to look at it from the representative democracy. All three branches of our government have become very involved in this war on terror. Congress has taken a number of significant steps. The Military Commission Act is just the latest, probably one of the latest and the largest steps that they've taken. The president clearly believes that we're in a state of war. The Constitution gives him that authority as a commander-in-chief. And our Supreme Court generally has upheld the policies of the administration and of the Congress. So it's not, you know, it's not one branch that is engaged in a conspiracy. It's all three branches of the government believe that we're in a state of conflict. They have the obligation to protect the American people. And they're moving forward in a judicious manner. Have there been missteps?
Respond.
Yeah, I'm sure there has.
Whenever I brought up the fact that Congress has asked to see PDD 51 and the classified sections and has been told no.
Well, that's your word, and I don't have enough information to say whether your word is true or not. I don't really know you, and I haven't got, you know, I don't know.
Mr. Jones, I have to admit that I don't like the fact that they look through my liquids when I'm getting on a plane.
For the worst, Space Shuttle Discovery astronauts are just hours away from returning to Earth, and some folks in Wisconsin are afloat over this big bubbly beverage. News 7 at 11 is next.
Covering your hometown from newsrooms across the region, this is News 7 at 11.
The scenario was a fake, but the pepper spray and billy clubs used to break up this riot were definitely real. Good evening, I'm Miranda Stevens. Whether it's terrorism, riots, or any major disaster, local agencies will be the first to respond. That's why Roanoke City wants its disaster training to be as real as possible. Jeremy Butterfield has more.
It's supposed to look like a riot, and the scene at William Fleming High School had all the elements.
I'm one of the rioters that the guard and the police force had to take down and arrest. And did very successfully.
In this scenario, everyone has a role to play. The rioters were ready to fight back as Roanoke Police, Roanoke Fire, local National Guard troops, and members of the Virginia Defense Force secured perimeters and moved in to make the arrest.
Prior to 9/11, these organizations couldn't communicate and did not work together. They worked to support each other, but not together. And with the recent events of the last 3 to 5 years, we've become very good at working together, which is very important.
Of course, these weren't real rioters. The rebels in t-shirts were all members of one of the participating agencies, but you couldn't tell that during the exercise. If you weren't protected by an orange vest signifying you as an observer, you were in danger of being hit by eggs, bottles, billy clubs, or even the occasional well-placed round from a sniper.
We try to make this very real, give a real feel to it. We had the fire department provided some live burning out here, so we had smoke, flames, objects being thrown, a lot of chaos. There's going to be a lot of chaos in a civil disturbance situation, and that's what we want to try to incorporate as much as possible.
Teamwork plays a major role. Mountain Police had to coordinate with the fire department while National Guard troops marched in formation toward the rioters. Without cooperation throughout all the agencies, the rioters would have quickly taken control.
I think everybody learned a little bit. Mistakes are made, but we'd rather make those mistakes here than in a real situation.
This was the fourth year the agencies have participated in this drill, and organizers say the old adage, practice makes perfect, certainly holds true in the face of disaster. Jeremy Butterfield, News 7, Roanoke.
Well, I guess you can never be too prepared. Something we should all keep in mind this week as we prepare for more rain. Isn't that right, Brent?
That's right. Our preparation is going to be take the umbrella with you as you head out tomorrow morning. In fact, a lot of folks are going to need it tonight. We're finding some showers across the region. Some are a little bit heavy at times, and we'll take.
That includes New Orleans, where today authorities stepped up their efforts to empty the city. Bob Woodruff is there again tonight with an extraordinary human drama unfolding. Bob?
That's true, Elizabeth, and good evening from New Orleans. Here, the police and the National Guard find themselves in a very difficult position tonight to try to carry out an order to force people from the city without actually using force.
Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police department, everyone home!
Not only the flooded areas, but New Orleans' driest and wealthiest neighborhoods, too.
Police department!
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house.
We need to make sure, too, that whenever we knock on doors, people refuse to leave. We need to make note, call it in.
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes.
They were a little bit threatened because our weapons were bigger than their weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city. This guard unit occupied a church, using it as a base camp. They had to leave a note because they could not get hold of the pastor to get permission.
It is surreal. Yeah, you never expect to do this in your own country.
Chris Montgomery says he'd rather be in Iraq than patrolling American neighborhoods.
Walking up and down these streets, you don't want to think about the stuff that you're going to have to do. Somebody pops around the corner.
Let me shoot an American.
Yeah.
And no one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
It was a human drama with emotions and tensions running high. Patty Connie is still trying to recover physically and emotionally.
They really did a number on me.
From the day police forced her from her home.
It was traumatic. All of a sudden, they were banging on the front door, the side door, and the back door. And they said, let us in.
Patty tried to explain. She was on dry land, she had plenty of food and water, and didn't want to abandon her dogs. But it didn't matter.
If you see six or eight police that look like linebackers pushing you in a corner, you're in shock. I'm saying, look at all my food. I got plenty of food. They kept pushing me back, and ended up like this.
Then, Patty showed them a small revolver she was carefully holding in the palm of her hand. A camera crew was there to capture what unfolded next.
I said, it's not even loaded. And I dropped it on the floor.
You got a gun.
Well, they punched me in the face. Look at my black and blue marks. Look at what they did to me. They dragged me out of here. I really thought they were going to kill me. I really did.
We were coming back across the lake is when we got stopped by Coast Guard and St. Tammany Sheriff's Department and the National Guard by gunpoint.
We had identification. We were coming back from a house that we were taking the weapons out of so criminals wouldn't break in and steal them. And we've had policemen tell us that that's what they wanted us to do. But not the sheriff in St. Tammany. They just wanted to confiscate them from us.
We felt like criminals at the time when they come up to us with M16s or AR-15s, whatever it was, but there were four of them with rifles and holding on us with our hands in the air until they got in our boat.
So they got on the boat and they asked us, do you have any loaded weapons? Yes, we do. They're in the two back compartments. Wayne went to show them where the gun was. And he screams, don't touch it. Don't even move. I'll get it.
I thought it felt like it was un-American, and then we had been violated when they, you know, took... like they, we were shells out. We were sitting around looking at each other and said, we just got our guns taken away from them.
They took them. And they didn't have a right to take them. They didn't have a reason to take them. That was the thing. We did nothing wrong. But they took them anyway. He said, be thankful we're taking your guns here. Why should I be thankful? Well, if they catch you with them on land, they're going to take you straight to jail.
We live in proof that all they have to do is say, look, this is the law.
You had that feeling that you were violated. They took something from you. They stole something from you. That's the only way to put it. They took something that they didn't have a right to take.
What'd you come and get my gun for? I'm a good citizen.
Marie Galatis, a Baptist minister, faced the same story in her neighborhood. The same threats by thugs, the same lack of police. But she never once felt afraid.
And I had my Bible, and I had my gun, and I knew I was safe. And I tell you what, I'm a Annie Oakley if you come fool with me or my family. I'm going to let you have it, buddy.
Marie knows she was lucky. She was never forced to leave home and didn't have her firearm confiscated.
It's going against my constitutional rights as a citizen.
But Marie remembers how upset she got when the police department threatened to take her firearm.
You're letting the thugs get away with everything, and you're coming to honest, good citizens and taking away their protection, and it is wrong.
Baby, baby, I'm going to leave you.
What I feel is that we're losing control of who we are as a nation.
Robert Zoss was forced to evacuate when a tree destroyed both of his family's homes.
Loaded with dogs, kids, people.
Then, as they were exiting through downtown, the unexpected happened.
These cops came out of nowhere, said stop, and asked, do we have weapons in the car? And I... yeah, I do. He said, get out the vehicle. Had us all sit cross-legged in front while they searched the vehicle. I had a .22 long rifle. My tenant's girlfriend had a .22 pearl-handle revolver given to her by her grandmother or grandfather.
But Robert couldn't believe what he watched police do next to his rifle and his friend's pearl-handle revolver.
I saw them smash her gun given to her by grandmother, grandfather, just against the curb. The other things that they busted up, the .22 rifle they busted up, these were police officers that went too far. We didn't have any rights. I mean, they treated us like criminals. They treated us like if we were in a third world country. I was scared because these guys weren't doing it by the book. There was mayhem. New Orleans police did not have control of the city anymore. So the only plan they thought, I guess, was to take the guns away from the people. Heed the warning of what this was. You know, this is like Australia. All of a sudden, boom, they got our rights.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, playing those clips for you. I had to run over to my parents' house here out of town for a few days. The Austin Police Department showed up within 2 minutes of the back door getting forced open. It was locked. It looked like somebody forced it open. And the house is up on a hill, and whoever it was obviously saw the police and left. So that was a good thing. Alarms are a good thing. But if you have alarms, you need to have a wireless system, so if they cut the outside line, it still goes off. So good job to the Austin Police Department. Next time I have the police chief in studio, Art Aceveda, I'll thank him for the good response time on that. But they can't always respond, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we have the Second Amendment. And right before this happened, about 45 minutes ago, I was talking to Trey. It was the five after break in this hour. He goes, look at this email. They're having a whole bunch of cars getting broken into over at KLBJ. Well, there's six radio stations in one building over at Emmis. And he said, yeah, the cars are getting broken into every day over there. And that's what I'm hearing from everybody. Just home invasion, stealing. It's on the news every day. I mean, the criminals are getting bold. And this state is becoming lawless. But the whole country is. Crime rates are just exploding. And see, that's the thing. I want to commend police. I mean, I want them to do their job and be allowed to do their job, which is responding to home invasions and break-ins and things like that. Instead of, I mean, 30, 40 years ago, somebody stole a car. That was a big investigation. I've had my car stolen twice in Dallas, up there visiting. And really high crime rate up there inside the city itself, not the suburbs where folks are armed. And then the thieves go after cars because they don't get their butt shot off going after those. And the police wouldn't even come out. They just said, we don't do investigations on that anymore. Your car will be picked up. So see, it's a capitulation to crime. Meanwhile, the prisons are filled with potheads instead of the criminals that need to be filled full of. And I keep going back to this illegal alien situation because there's 30 million illegal aliens in this country, and a couple million of them for sure are criminals, most of them running from Mexico, and they've been imported here. You know, it's like in the 80s. We're not saying Cubans are all criminals or even more predisposed to be criminals. It's that's who Castro sent into Miami, hundreds of thousands of criminals. And it's the same thing with Mexico. And all over the world, the criminal element is coming to the United States. And it is not pretty. And, of course, we have our own domestic criminals. But I see the crime statistics. I see the numbers. And it, I mean, take L.A. County. 77% of their prison population is illegal aliens. The feds won't deport them. Just in California alone, there's 35,000 Chinese criminals there who are criminals who China won't take back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live, we are in to the third hour already. Major General Stubblebine will be joining us coming up in the next hour with his wife, Dr. LeBeau. We have Lindsey Williams joining us in the next segment. We're going to have open phones for Lindsey Williams for the next hour so you can ask questions of the pastor who was for 3 years in the board meetings of Atlantic Richfield and then invited into other board meetings when he was on the North Slope in Alaska. He detailed how they had more oil there than in Saudi Arabia, how it was not allowed to go to the American people. They used the phony environmental front to stop it from flowing, but it's really about business and creating artificial scarcity through the oil cartel, just like diamonds are much less valuable than they were than they're sold for because the diamond cartel hoards them, stockpiles them, and buys them up around the world to make sure that the price stays high. And, of course, he talked to one of his big sources, I guess it was 3-4 months ago, when oil was $145 a barrel, crude oil was, and he said that in the next 2 or 3 months that oil was going to drop to below $50 a barrel, or $250 a barrel, and that's exactly what it has done. Nobody could have imagined that. And the person basically told him the United States was going to collapse. So he was on with us 2 weeks ago, a lot of interest, obviously, and so we're going to have the listeners have a chance to talk to Lindsey Williams coming up at 1-800-259-9231. Now, a lot of times, well, I mean, almost all the time, listeners can call in and talk about whatever they want. If you want to volunteer that you disagree, go to the head of the line, because that always makes for interesting and informative radio, the debate that ensues. But when I do have guests on specific subjects, people seem to never want to call in about the subject they're discussing. So don't call during this next hour, please, unless you want to talk about oil prices, energy, the New World Order, martial law, the police state being set up, how the bankers are engineering the collapse of the economy, all those subjects together dealing with the controlled, managed economy that the New World Order has set up on a planetary scale. Well, that's a wide area to discuss. But I really don't want to open the phones up for our guest and then have it be all over the map or on other subjects. But that's a wide area to discuss the economy, to discuss the managed economy, to discuss the banker takeover, the bailout, because all of that ties in to the monetary and economic plan the global crime syndicate, the New World Order architects, are carrying out right now. So Lindsey Williams coming up in the next segment, and if you want to talk directly to him, again, that's a wide field to be able to discuss, but if I go to you and you bring something else up, I'm going to hang up on you. There has to be just every once in a while, you know, once every 2 weeks or so, I have a guest on that's topic specific, and I want to discuss that, and if you don't want to call in about that, don't call, because I'm going to hang up on you. Everybody else, love to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. A lot of other important news, obviously, here in front of me as well today, and I'll be going over some of that. And then we'll talk about Codex Alimentarius and the ways the United Nations, controlled by big corporations, want to shut down being able to buy vitamin C, vitamin E, herbs, you know, alternative medicines. They want to make that prescription and gouge you for it. They don't want you to be able to get raw organic vitamins that actually come from the original source, not these chemicalized synthetic vitamins that are so toxic on the body. And we'll also, Stubblebine can also get into the martial law depopulation plan. He was the former head of Army Intelligence, the former head of Special Forces Command, and involved in some of the most top secret operations. But he won't talk about most of those ever. He is a three-star general. So General Stubblebine is coming up with his wife, Dr. LeBeau, in the next hour. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For the next hour, Lindsey Williams, Pastor Lindsey Williams, author, documentary filmmaker, pastor, is our guest. He doesn't really need an introduction, but just briefly, he and was in on the board meetings for 3 years of Atlantic Richfield and then on other major board meetings with the large oil companies as they found one of the largest deposits of oil in the world, as much oil or more discoverable and retrievable very easily just on the north slope of Alaska as there is in Saudi Arabia. And decades after he broke all this news, it's now admitted that the oil's up there. And they only allow about 20% of what is brought out, a small portion of the oil that's brought out, to go to the United States, West Coast. Most of it goes to China and, of course, Japan. But that's not the main reason he's joining us right now. About 4 months ago, 3.5 months ago, he told Dr. Stan Monteith that one of the former CEOs called him when his video, one of his videos, had been number one on Google Video for months, off and on in the top five or so, but routinely in the number one slot, hundreds of thousands of views a day. And it became a big issue that the oil companies were suppressing the oil output out of the United States. Of course, just a year and a half ago, Bush gave thousands of square miles. People get mad at Jimmy Carter giving away the Panama Canal and then Clinton finalizing that in 2000. And it is treason. Well, it's all part of the policy. China was given a large part of the U.S. oil shelf in our territorial waters. You can look that up if you want, to explore it for Cuba. So just unbelievably outrageous. And the first thing Bush did when he got in office was give thousands of other square miles of U.S. territorial waters to Mexico to drill for Pemex. It's a cartel. They control and manipulate the world oil supply. But this executive told him, basically, you're not going to be alive anymore if you don't shut up. Don't talk about how there's plenty of oil, about how we're suppressing those supplies, those reserves, how it's all rigged, just like the diamond market is rigged for artificial scarcity. And he said, well, what can I talk about? And he said, well, I think you ought to get out of the country. You ought to leave. That's a good idea for you. And, well, I mean, I should just let Lindsey Williams recap it. But the reason I have you here today, Lindsey, and I really appreciate you coming on, is I wanted to give the listeners a chance to talk to you in the next 50 minutes. And so I want to talk with you just a few minutes to recap what he said, what's come true, and part two of what he told you about what's going to happen in the future of this economy. And that fits into all the other intel we have. So I want to discuss that with you and then go directly to phone calls to John, James, John, Michael, Gene, and others that are patiently holding. But Pastor Williams, great to have you back with us. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Alex. I did have a good Thanksgiving, and I appreciate so much your letting me be with you today at a time when it is staying below $50 a barrel, exactly as this elite person, knowledgeable of everything that goes on behind closed doors, told me it would back about 6 months ago, and is staying $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump. I'm going to make some predictions today. I'll try to make them quick because I know you've got callers out there, and I want to listen to what they have to say. So here goes. Folks, have your pencil and paper handy. You are going to hear some startling things based upon the authority of what a gentleman said to me who called me the middle of June and said, Chaplain Williams, you've said too much. You've got to quit. Pull your website. Every one of you know it's gone. He said, don't you sell that Energy Non-Crisis DVD anymore. I had to revise it. As a result, he told me everything that the elite plan to do for the next year to a year and a half, everything that's going to affect your dinner table, your job, your lifestyle. Here goes. You ready? $50 a barrel, someone said to me the other day since I was last on your show, Alex. They said, oh, no, no, no. It's below $50 a barrel, but it's going right back up. I said, no, it's not. It's going to stay there. My first prediction. Crude oil is going to stay below $50 a barrel. It may fluctuate slightly a little bit.
And you said that here a week and a half ago. By the way, I'm sure you know, OPEC and Reuters yesterday said that oil will stay at $50 a barrel at least for most of next year. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. And it's going to stay $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump. Enjoy it. Enjoy every minute of it. Take that long trip you were going to take at Christmas time. Go ahead and enjoy the price of crude oil. Enjoy the price at the gas pump of $1.50 a gallon because you are going to pay, and you're going to pay dearly, 6-9 months maximum 1 year from now. You are going to look back on what you're hearing today on the Alex Jones Show and all the other things that you hear Alex say. Folks, there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world, and one of these individuals who knows everything that goes on behind closed doors told me, what's going to take place? Okay, here we go. First of all, Saudi Arabia, Arab world, what's happening? They were accustomed to $150 a barrel crude oil. Now it has gone down to $48.78 last week. What's this going to do to them? They've lost two-thirds of their value of what they're getting. Saudi Arabia now, according to the Dow Jones News Wires, says 90% of their exports stem from oil. Is sought, and they must maintain the price at $80 per barrel. They said the kingdom has obligations of more than $400 billion in defense, energy, security, and infrastructure now that they are in drastic trouble. I know you laughed at me 6 months ago whenever I said for the first time on Alex Jones' show, I believe it was back in July 28th, I had the privilege of being on the show for the first time, $140 a barrel at that time. People laughed at me when they said it was going to $50 a barrel, and I said, it's not me saying this. It's this individual who called me and said this is what's going to happen. Now, as a result of these oil-producing countries of the world not being able to even support their own economies, Saudi Arabia must have $80 a barrel even to support what they have in the way of projects going on right now.
And this comes at a time when the Arabs have been tricked to invest in all these derivatives and the stock markets, and the stock market down by more than half at a time when they're in a cash crunch as well.
So what's going to happen? They can't. Okay, America has a $12 trillion national debt. Now, that's what they admit to. $12 trillion national debt. Someone must buy the interest on that debt in order to be able to even maintain the currency of the United States of America. These oil-producing countries cannot now buy our Treasury issues, our T-bills, our Federal Reserve notes and issues that they issue from time to time, which pays the interest on the national debt. Now, you're having a good time right now with $1.50 a gallon back on the East Coast. Enjoy it, every second of it. because this was planned. You say, oh, hallelujah, this is wonderful. We've got gasoline down to $1.50 a barrel. The thing is, you don't know the rest of the story. Why did they do this? They did it for the purpose. All right, here are these oil-producing countries. They no longer have the money to be able to buy our Treasury notes, our Federal Reserve issues. That paid the interest on the national debt. And watch it, 6 months. This is a prediction now. 6 months, 9 months, maximum 1 year from now, the American dollar is going to be all but worthless. You are going to pay for... You say, well, oh, $1.50 a gallon, the economy is going to pick up. Well, it hasn't so far. Stock market's down 400 points this morning, plus. And you say, well, what's going to happen? Isn't it going to get better? Well, 6, 9, 12 months from now, when the interest on the national debt is not paid to the point that the countries of the world say the American dollar is no longer the reserve currency, we're going to cash in, throw it to the wind, get rid of it every way we can. Watch it. In 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, you are going to see a total collapse of the financial system in America. And this individual who called me in the middle of June said, I'm going to quote word for word what he said. He said, America will see a financial collapse that will be so great that it will take years to come out of it. Now, may I tell you what's going to happen? Yeah, I mean, I actually, literally, this time on your show, Alex, I want to tell your audience what is going to take place because these oil-producing countries do not purchase the interest on our national debt and the chickens have come home to roost. You will pay the piper 6 months, 9 months, 12 months from now, and here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give it to you just in a sentence or two. Here it is. 3 months ago, the country of Iceland declared bankruptcy. Here it is right now. This is what happened to them after 3 months. America is headed right toward that identical same scenario of bankruptcy, and you're going to see the same thing happen in America.
Well, let me just add a caveat, and then you can continue, and we appreciate you laying this out, Lindsey Williams. Iceland, 2.5-3 months ago, had a financial crisis, and then Gordon Brown, using anti-terror laws, and if you don't know, folks, just Google that, anti-terror laws, Gordon Brown, Iceland, it's all over the British newspapers and Icelandic papers, said under terrorism clauses, we're not going to let Icelanders have their money out of British banks that dominate Iceland. So they wouldn't give the people their money back. And it's the same thing. By imploding the oil market, as you said, then foreigners can't buy the debt. That will accelerate the collapse so they can then set up this new global banking order that they are calling in hundreds of newspapers a world government of and by the banks. Please continue.
The 300,000 inhabitants of Reykjavik, Iceland are stunned how fast their standard of living has dropped. Overnight, people lost their savings. Prices are soaring. Once crowded restaurants are almost empty. Banks are rationing foreign currency. Companies are finding it difficult to do business abroad. Inflation is at 16% and rising. People have stopped traveling overseas. The local currency, the corona, was 65 to $1 a year ago. Now it is 130 to $1. Companies are slashing salaries, reducing workers' hours, and in some instances embarking on mass layoffs. Now, you want to know what's going to happen in America because of these foreigners, these oil-producing countries of the world not being able to buy? Now, folks, please believe me.
Stay there. We've got a break. We're going to come back and finish up and then go to phone calls with our guest, Lindsey Williams, ladies and gentlemen. This is very important information. Segment. I'm going directly to your phone calls for Lindsey Williams, one after the other. Again, Lindsey, I have to commend you on having the courage, even after you were death threatened, to go public with all of this. And I have a question of my own, but I want you to be able to finish up. I totally agree with what you're saying and how this is unfolding. I mean, even before you went public, I saw in their own plans that they want to create a depression in the real economy. and then bring hyperinflation after that. And that's certainly what we see happening now. So this is all planned out. They've done this in hundreds of third world countries and now first world countries. But the break down, again, what this former CEO of a major oil company who you worked with for many years told you, and then how this is going to unfold. You're saying within the next 12 months that the dollar will be devalued, hyperinflation will be publicly you know, viewable. At the same time, we'll have a depression in the real economy, the double whammy.
We right now have deflation. Go to any store you'd like to at this Christmas time, and you're going to find prices are down, 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 down. $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump. Enjoy every second of it. It's going to stay that way. Did you hear me? I said it's going to stay $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump, $50 a barrel for crude oil. Then you are going to see the results of this. It's going to take 6-9 months, maybe a year, for it to take place. This individual said to me, America will see a financial collapse that will be so great that it will take years for it to come out of it. But as someone said to me the other day, how could we possibly have a chaotic problem in America whenever the price of crude oil, which is the foundation and base of everything, the standard currency of the world is crude oil, how could we possibly see things deteriorate any further when the price of gasoline has gone down to $1.50 a gallon? Well, the purpose for taking it to $50 a barrel is what the average American doesn't know. They don't see what's behind the scenes. Remember, people, I lived with the elite of the world for 3 years by the providence of God when I had executive status as chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, sat in their board meetings, heard what they had to say. Believe me, the price was not taken to $50 a barrel out of a favor to you. $1.50 a gallon of gasoline was not done for the.
That's an assault on the real. That's an assault on the real economy. Just like the banks have plenty of liquidity, they created the bubble. They shut off the blood supply to the economy to implode it, so they can buy it up that much cheaper. This is all done with precision.
Every bit of it. They knew exactly what they were doing. It is not a conspiracy. It is an agenda on the part of all these people that Alex has been telling you about for years. Folks, listen to every word Alex Jones says. He's trying to tell you the truth. It's just that, as I oftentimes remark, I would have a difficult time believing my own story if I had not lived it. All right,
exactly.
Here it is. We are beginning to see the crack. 19 and 29 was the crash of the stock market. It was 1933 before there were soup lines on the streets in New York City. We right now are in that grace period where they were then. Listen to it. Here's the casualty count.
Yeah, this now is the collapse, and I want you to go there. But the key here, it was persona non grata. You would never be invited back on financial TV shows if you use the depression word. But 6 weeks ago, the president, Paulson, Bernanke, all of them started using that word, knowing it would destroy confidence. And now on every show, Fox Business, CNBC, all of it, that's all they talk about is depression, while at the same time putting out other propaganda saying, go out, buy, buy, shop, get in more debt. So they are trying to create a depression. Go ahead.
Yes, they exactly are. And buy all those things right now while they're cheap. And you say, well, oh, my goodness, I'll have plenty of money 6 months, 9 months, 12 months from now to be able to buy that gasoline at $1.50 a gallon with. Yeah, you will. You may have the money, but what's the purchasing power of that money going to be whenever the dollar collapses and it takes a wheelbarrow load of dollars to go to the grocery store to buy a loaf of bread? Now, the crack has just begun. Listen to this. The Securities and Exchange Commission must be notified whenever stores are going to make drastic changes in the number of stores they have and other things. This was just a few days ago. Here we go. Circuit City closing stores all over America. Ann Taylor closing 117 stores nationwide. Cash will close all stores. Talbot's closing all stores. J. Jill closing all stores. Gap closing 85 stores. Here's another one down here.
What about Ford and GM and Chrysler about to go belly up? Stay there. Lindsay, we got to get to these calls and we'll continue going over all this. Absolutely. This is by design. Specifically, he's been told this by the former oil company CEO that he knows. Who could have told you? Back in June, when he first told privately Dr. Monteith and went public in July, that was 4 months ago, who could have foretold this? Unless you're going directly to the elite source.
The next stop that we make will be now.
taking your calls here in just a few minutes. We're going to go directly to you. John, James, John, Michael, Gene, and I'll even hold Lindsey Williams 5 minutes over to the next hour if we can. Then Major General Stubblebein is joining us on a host of issues. They're also coming after your vitamins and nutrition products. It's just, there's no end to any of this. These are usurpers. These are conquerors. They're cold-blooded, and they've trained us to be a bunch of cowardly simpletons that have no idea the ball game we're in, you know, the field we're on, the world we're in. Before I go back to Lindsey Williams, I do want to just tell you, I haven't been plugging this any, and I really think it's a great deal. 5+ months free at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. You can go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get 5 months free until Christmas. And this is the best gift to, the best gift to give. All of my films, all 20 of my films are posted in super high quality. You can burn them to disc, DVD, give them to people. They stream, they flash stream. There's like four different formats. Of the four formats, there's two to three to four, depending on the video, different quality streams for dial-up. You know, there's a smaller file size, but we've got them for, you know, the fastest connections out there. It's almost in high definition. I mean, it's just amazing. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Get a $5.95 trial membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. So I just hope that everybody will visit PrisonPlanet.tv and use the materials to wake friends and family up. And if you'll get a year membership, you pay basically for 6 months. And you get 5+ months free. To be precise, you get 5.3 months free, so you pay for 6.7 months. And we have super powerful servers now, CDNs, content distribution network systems. We have two of them for PrisonPlanet.tv. And we have some basic servers, our own servers as backups, so it's never slow. It's always fast. There's no such thing as peak times anymore. When we had it on regular servers, it slowed down at like 8 o'clock at night every day and was, you know, really hard to watch. Not anymore. Not for the last year having these CDNs. So I hope you will get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. And then you can share your passcode with two or three of your family or friends. Now, they can't share it with more people than that. And be sure and tell them because it's set to where only a certain amount of people can get on with that passcode. I think we turned it up to six people, six IP addresses. So when more than that on that code, on that passcode, you just make your own passcode, get on there, somebody's going to be locked out. The seventh person's going to be locked out. But share that and then give that as a gift. Give yourself a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, and then you can give your friends, your family, your neighbors a membership to wake up and be informed and see the films in high quality as they were meant to be seen. So PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, I'm done babbling about that. I'm kind of tired today, folks. I was up real late last night working, and I spent so many hours studying all the martial law documents in the 400-page battle plan put out by the Pentagon and the 50-page directive by Secretary Gates, and I spent hours last night writing all these notes and having all these things I wanted to talk about, and then I get on air and it's like, how do I even get into all this? It's so horrible too. I don't even want to say I'm depressed. I just feel smashed. I don't even know how to describe it. By the way, I'm on Coast to Coast AM this evening, so no rest for us. Going back to Lindsey Williams, and Lindsey, we've got to get to the calls, and I'm just so honored to have you on with us. Before you leave, we're going to plug how folks can get your films and books that are so important. But, I mean, you're a pastor, so I'm going to ask you for counseling. You always seem upright, chipper, excited, and I normally am as well. But I can't really describe the place I'm in. It's more of a sadness because I live here in this country. My heritage is here for, I mean, I had family on the Mayflower and family in the Civil War, the Revolutionary War, the Texas Independence. And I just love America, and to see us turned into a wicked nation of 50 million dead babies and all the corruption and the evil, and to know what's coming, I just think about my children and it shakes me in my very core. Lindsey, can you comment to how to make it through this?
Yes. Alex, for 50 years' time, I have been a minister of the gospel. I'm not a young guy. even though I do just as much as I did when I was in my 40s and 50s. Let me encourage you folks. Now, I know this sometimes it begins to be a little depressing. I want you to be encouraged because if you take action right now and do something about it, you can spare your dinner table. Let me assure you, it positively can happen. And I honestly believe, Alex, and let this be encouragement to you, I honestly believe it was the providence of God that sent this gentleman to call me to threaten me. You know, threats oftentimes become blessings. And when he called me the middle of June and threatened me, I agreed to what he said. And then, I don't think he intended to do it at all, but because of his respect for me as a chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, he began to tell me all of these things. And I think he told them to me because it was God's providence that I'd be able to get out here and tell it to the entire world. And I feel so honored today to be on the Alex Jones Show to let you know there is hope for you if you will take action right now. Decide what kind of lifestyle you're willing to live whenever these people do what they're going to do with our economy in a few months from now. And if you will take advantage of what you have before you right now in the way of $1.50 a gallon gasoline, in the way of deflation at Christmas time, and if you'll take advantage of knowing these facts and the truth, you can do something about it. Alex, be encouraged. I know it looks discouraging for the future for our children, but I want you to be encouraged right now in knowing you know the issues, and as the Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free, and the scriptures are always right. You set that spiritual house in order right now. Make sure that you're on the solid rock of Christ Jesus. Know positively that your household is on a solid rock and not on sinking sand. And with these things in mind, you will be able to stand regardless of what comes our way.
Well, you're right, Pastor. I mean, I do take heart that we are here warning people. But I also get frustrated wishing we could reach more people. And no matter how many things we talk about that come true, no matter how many times we're right, still the majority of people are inactive or laugh at us. And I don't even hate them. And I don't take pleasure in them being stupid. I'm upset. We're only telling the truth. I only want to help people. I know you want to help people. And I just don't know how this country got so evil, Pastor.
Well, yes, but people are waking up, Alex. They're waking up in mass. And I have never had so many people tell me, people that didn't even know the issue 6 months, a year ago, when they saw crude oil go to $50 a barrel, and when you allowed me on your show to tell the fact it was going to happen that way, and they saw it happen. Now they're beginning to listen to the rest of our message also.
Well, you know, I know some folks, two separate successful businessmen who trusted you, trusted me, and trusted that you were given this information, and that sold short on oil. One of them made $280,000, and the other made about $100,000 just on moderate, very small investments selling short. And I mean, I didn't do that because I'm not involved in the stock market. I don't have time to mess with it. But this is powerful info. Lindsay, I want to get to the phone calls. Then before you leave us, we'll finish up with where you think or where your source said all this was going. And then I have another question for you. But let's go ahead and get to the calls right now. Is that okay?
Yes, please do.
Okay, John in Illinois, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Lindsay Williams.
Yes, it's an honor to speak with you, Pastor Williams. I listen regularly to Financial Sense Online with Jim Poplava, and your name occasionally comes up with callers calling in questions about your work that showed that there really is an energy non-crisis. And the other day, a caller brought up the fact that you had made the prediction of $50 oil, and Jim Poplava, who has poo-pooed your work in the past, had to tip his hat to you and said you made a great call. You ever heard of Jim Poplava?
Yes, I know what you're talking about. You see, we had all been predicting $200 a barrel oil. I'll admit to you, 9 months ago, I was saying on radio shows, $200 a barrel oil, until I had a phone call from a man that knows everything that goes on behind closed doors, and I'll have to admit to you, this was not the knowledge of Lindsay Williams. It came directly from a man who knows everything that goes on, and he said, it's going to $50 a barrel, Alex dared to let me stick my neck out on his show and give the prediction as that man gave it. I can't take credit for it. So all I'll say is, everything else that this man said is also coming to pass, just like he said, $50 a barrel.
Okay, one other thing, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do not get discouraged. As we see in Iceland, once everybody's oxen are gored, that will motivate them. Now, we're having another End the Fed March in April. And as a matter of fact, we're going to be having one, I believe, every couple of months. And I predict, as the economy worsens, our numbers are going to grow and grow and grow.
Absolutely. We got a lot of media attention, and there were 38 locations, 250 or so in Dallas, 250 or so in Illinois. Most other places had 200, 150. I know Kansas City had about 300. I've seen the video. And, I mean, overall, that's about 6,000, if you added up about conservatively, 6,000 people that demonstrated in 38 locations, and then they put it on YouTube and Google. The point is, 10 years ago, you wouldn't have had one person out at every Fed location. So we're identifying the enemy, we're identifying the culprits, we're identifying the international bankers that are engineering all this, and I agree, it's just going to get bigger and bigger, and God bless you, John. James and Mass, you're on the air with Pastor Lindsey Williams. Welcome.
Yeah, greetings from the People's Socialist Republic here. Alex, new subscriber to your Prison Planet TV, grateful for the resources there. I talk a little slow sometimes, so I'll just make a couple points and get off. I get around the topics boards now and then, and I try to raise a little awareness about what's going on, and I find a lot of denial. And I find it as frustrating as you do, but I keep trying.
I said for over a decade that they were going to set up a federal security force, get rid of the National Guard, put troops on the streets of every U.S. city. And guess what? It's all happening. And it's not because I'm smart. I mean, I think Lindsey's smart, and I'm not stupid. But, you know, Lindsey was told this by the former CEO of one of the biggest oil companies that he worked with. So Lindsey knew he could bank on it. I mean, I'm going off Pentagon battle plans. I'm only telling people what is publicly admitted and giving them the sources. And yes, I know. But listen, a lot of those people aren't in denial. They're government operatives. They put in billions of dollars a year in the U.S. just to fake bloggers on the web, sir.
Yeah, I understand that. I've come across some of those that I suspect, but
I mean you'll see the same guys with the same handles posting on hundreds of pages a day the same message. They're doing cut and paste, and you know what? I just feel sorry for them too. I mean, they're literally shooting themselves in the feet. I mean, they have no idea who they're working for or what they're doing. Go ahead.
That's pretty much it. I want to thank Reverend Williams there for his work. I really, really appreciate what you've been doing. I've been watching the price of crude come spiraling down, and I said, "Oh my God, he's right." And that's about the extent of my call.
Thank you.
God bless you both.
Thank you. God bless you. I saw.
I want to go back to what he just said about crude oil. Please believe me. This was not something that I knew because of Lindsey Williams. This was, I just put on my britches just like you do every morning. I'm just an ordinary, everyday person. It's just that by the grace of God, I had the privilege of knowing a few of these people, and every now and then they tell me something. It is going to stay at $50 a barrel, $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump. The rest of the things are going to take place, too. And so take advantage of what you're seeing right now while you can and do
something
about it.
Well, Lindsey, he told you 50. I need to Google it, but I think it was AFP yesterday had the headline, $20 a barrel oil.
Well, I know it's going to stay below 50. That I have positively have his word that it's going to stay there. They may go down a little bit. They may come back up. They're going to prove to the Arabs the fact that OPEC positively does not control the ARC oil market, and they'll leave it there until they rub their nose in the sand. I had a phone. I shouldn't even say this, but I'll do it anyway. I had a contact last week from Saudi Arabia. I wrote him a very personal letter back. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of reply I get. I think they're listening to your show, Alex. But honestly, they're beginning to get the message that they don't have any control over the price of crude oil whatsoever. That's going to stay down here long enough to bankrupt them, and I think they're scared to death.
You're absolutely right. It's all engineered, too. I mean, they admit it's engineered. And the public,
every bit of this, I mean, every bit of this is according to a plan. It's according to an agenda. Please let me stress this over and over again. This is not a conspiracy. It is an agenda. They knew and planned this month in advance. I was told 6 months before it happened it was going to take place by a man who knew it was going to happen. Alex, I feel just like you do. We're sitting here giving things. You know, it's such an honor to be able to tell America in advance what's going to happen because it's going to spare so many people.
Well, I mean, I would tell folks, only buy what you need and you know, get ready and understand the crime rate has just exploded. Be careful. It's only going to get worse. And I'm just glad that we have record gun sales. All-time records have been broken. That is going to be one of the biggest security blankets this country has because the criminals know they've got a good chance at dying in most areas of this country if they thieve and rob and steal. And it's not that I care about the junk in my house, TV sets or computers. It's my children. I don't want criminals around my family, carjacking and kidnapping and all of this. And I'm telling the criminals out there listening, you are going to get your hind ends blown off. And so back off and go get an honest job. I just can't stand criminals, Lindsay. I know you can't.
Well, Alec, our number is growing exponentially. You can take it for people are beginning to wake up. As the caller said a moment ago, the harder times get, the rougher prices get, the more closes stores that close,
Lindsay,
the more people that lose their jobs, the more they wake up.
Lindsay, I went into Best Buy last night after the radio show to buy something I needed, and I probably ran into 15 people. And I'd have to say seven of them, so half of them roughly, were, quote, fans of my radio show. This is what happened. We're going to come back from break and take calls, continuing with Lindsay Williams here with James and John and Michael and Gene and others. We'll at least get to those calls. I go into Best Buy. Two people back where I was shopping came over to me and said, hey, we're big fans of the show, heard the show today. Then I go to the checkout line. The guy's a big fan of the show. Then instead of them checking my receipt, the two managers come over and say, can we take a picture with you? We're both fans. And then, again, I was bringing my wife some Mexican food, so I go into the Mexican food place to pick that up. And literally, you go pick the food up at the bar. Literally, everybody at the bar who I'd never met said, hey, Alex Jones, we're big, you know, fans. We're aware of what you're doing. One guy was a former state legislator and a big lobbyist. He didn't say he liked me, but he said he listens and thinks it's interesting and knows the government does stage terror attacks. And then other people, when I walked out of the Mexican food restaurant, came up. I mean, it's just incredible.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs.
The elite.
You that hide behind walls.
Taught us how to be cynical, ignorant, to laugh at our own destruction.
Discs.
Think there was no such thing as government corruption. No such thing as corrupt elites. No such thing as tyranny.
You that never done.
And now it's upon us. And the long, painful road
to destroy
is a hard path, but we're going down it. Let's go back to your phone calls with Pastor Lindsay Williams. Let's talk to James in Mass. We already talked to James. Let's talk to John in Canada. John, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
Good. I don't know if any of you have seen the news of what's going on up here, but I don't know if you're even aware that we just had a federal election and we just elected PM Harper as our prime minister.
Okay.
Well, all of a sudden, headline in CBC News, leadership candidate agree Dion as PM.
Yeah, they're moving to remove him. I saw that this morning.
Yeah, it's like with me, I look at it as I thought that the election of our current prime minister would kind of stop all this senseless BS with gun control and everything else. And what's happening now is that Dion was the guy pushing the green shift, the freaking carbon tax, that nobody wanted. Otherwise, everyone would have voted rather than having the lowest voter turnout in history in Canada. And he was also pushing gun control. And all of a sudden, wake up, look what's happening. I go to sleep in Canada, I wake up in Zimbabwe. It's total it's total insanity.
Yeah, for those that don't know, you're saying it's now happened. I saw this morning and last night that they were proposing having the parliament removing Harper. You're saying they've just done that and overthrown the will of the people?
Well, it's going to take about a week, maybe upwards of a month, but they're definitely putting the action right now if it goes up to the governor general.
Okay. Listen, I appreciate your call. That's not exactly on topic, but it is interesting. And we're seeing so much of this. Lindsay Williams, they just arrested the head of the Immigration Department in England under terrorism charges, and they said the terrorism was releasing information that the government was secretly legalizing the illegal aliens. So, see, terrorism is now being patriotic, Lindsay.
Yes. Alex, please, I beg your audience out there, let me give you the background to everything that's taking place right now in this financial situation, why the price of crude oil was brought down, the background to everything that's happening. I have just produced a DVD entitled The Next 12 Months. It's just that simple, 1 hour long. I realized there were so many other things I needed to say. I just produced a CD entitled The Next 12 Months. I beg of you, would you give my phone call, my 800 number a call, and learn so you can spare your family and save yourself all of the many of these heartaches? The number is 800-321-2900. The Next 12 Months, as was described to me by a person who knows everything that goes on behind closed doors, all that's going to happen in the next 12 months, why they're doing it, why they took the price of crude oil to $50 a barrel, why it's $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump, why everything that Alex Jones is saying is so, you'll see it in the background to this. I beg of you, for the sake of your dinner table and your friends, that, by the way, the DVD and CD are not copywritten. Copy them, give them out to everybody you can. The number is 800-321-2900, The Next 12 Months. And let me give you as a gift a copy of my book, To Seduce the Nation, 263 pages.
Absolutely. Give out the phone number again, Lindsay.
800-321-2900, for the sake of your dinner table and
Absolutely.
Your family and your friends.
Lindsay, we've got a break. Will you do 5 more minutes so we can take some more calls?
Gladly, Alex.
All right, back in 70 seconds with Michael, Gene, Jeff, John, and others. We'll cram in as many as we can. Final segment with Pastor Lindsay Williams. We're very thankful to have him on with us today. Very appreciative. Everybody gets this interview off the Infowars.com podcast and spreads it around to their friends and families and get that DVD and CD and book. Let's jam in a few more calls here. Got to have Lindsay back up next week to take more. Should have gone to him earlier, but we're going to him. Michael in Texas, you're on the air with our guests. Thank you. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. It seems as though we're watching a runaway train coming at us in slow motion. I'd like to pose three quick questions in regards to a statement you made last time you were on the show. You had made the statement that they were doing this to bankrupt the Arabs. I would like you to elaborate on who they are and possibly speak to why wouldn't the OPEC nations band together and control the supply of oil to raise the price of it, or to prevent
it, because they can't. It's a cartel, because we have plenty of oil here, because they've got it all capped off, basically, because they're not the only controllers of the oil. Lindsay?
OPEC has nothing to do with the price of a barrel of oil. They just think they do.
It's set in the city of London every day.
Yeah, the elite bring them into line every now and then and slap their hands to let them know that they have no control over it whatsoever. Now, I know your first question, and I appreciate it. I would love to answer it. The very first thing that people want to know and expect me to say whenever they ask who are the elite, they want me to get ethnic. I'm not going to do that, and I'll tell you why. I lived with these people for 3 years. I know who they are and what ethnic groups they may be a part of. They are not of any one particular ethnic group. And at this point, I must say, these people... people, if you want to know who they are, go to the heads of the World Bank and the IMF, and you basically will know who most of these people are, along with Dan Bush and a few others who are at the very top of the list, and you start out with about a dozen people, and you wind up with hundreds in the Council of Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, each one knowing less than the person down the line knew at the very top, and that basically is who these people are.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Even high-up people are compartmentalized and don't even know what we know because we're generalists who study the enemy operations, read all their white papers, you know, talk to experts from different factions. The enemy operates off of compartmentalization. That's why their symbol's the pyramid, the ultimate symbol of compartmentalization. Correct, Pastor?
Yes, that's correct.
Anything else, sir?
I would like you to speak to the people, and I hope you don't take personal offense to this, sir, the people that would say, this guy's just trying to sell DVDs or trying to get people to subscribe to his list.
Well, listen, we're out of time. I got to let you go because the show's over with Lindsey Williams right here, but I'm going to say this. You know, I said that they would announce that they were going to have troops on the streets of America, and it's happening now, but instead it's all about, well, why does Alex Jones say that? I'm right. Deal with the issue. And of course we got to sell DVDs. Of course he's saying make copies of them. But of course we've got to be able to operate. How do you think we pay for equipment? How do you think Lindsey is able to do this? Okay, but frankly, he's retired and doesn't even need it. That's why he says get it and make copies. It's a red herring. We're not the ones doing this to the economy. Lindsey Williams and Alex Jones aren't the New World Order. We're here warning you. But you've been trained and conditioned since being a child to never be able to focus in on real issues, to always kill the messenger or divert off with a psychological distraction. And it's mass mental illness. And I wanted to get to more calls, but we are just flat out of time. But I will get to Gene and Jeff and John and others with Major Stubblebine, because he'll be able to speak to these issues. Major General Stubblebine coming up. But I want to thank you for coming on the show with us today, Lindsey Williams.
Alex, thank you for the privilege. Folks, you listen to every word Alex Jones says. Don't you miss one day. Things are taking place so rapidly. They've accelerated that program so much.
Yeah.
If you miss 24 hours, you're in trouble. Listen to Alex every day and
Absolutely.
Believe every word of it.
Plus, you judge a tree by its fruits. Lindsey Williams has always been right. Right about how they've got all that oil capped up in Alaska. Right about how oil was going to go down by $100 a barrel. Right about everything. Judge a tree by its fruits. Good Lord, I can't, excuse me. Lindsey Williams, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. Have a great day.
You too.
He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, we had a scheduling issue. This happens. So Major General Stubblebine will not be on with us today. We just went live, by the way, at PrisonPlanet.tv, so we're rescheduling he and his accomplished wife, Dr. Labo, to Wednesday for a full hour with us because so much is happening with Codex Alimentarius. But I also wanted to do half the interview about Codex Alimentarius, that they've been to Europe repeatedly to cover the takeover of the vitamins and minerals and nutrients by this international cartel. Creating this monopoly to make you get a prescription for any basic vitamins. But I also wanted to talk about the population reduction agenda and get Major General's take on that because, you know, both of these people together make an incredible interview. But we're honored right now. I'm just going to have her on for one segment because we're going to have them both on with us on Wednesday in the fourth hour. Dr. Rima E. LeBeau, M.D., just an amazing lady. And Rima E. LeBeau, M.D., is the medical director of the Natural Solutions Foundation. She's a graduate of Albert Einstein College of Medicine, 1970, believes passionately in the right of every American to choose a personal health path that is free of government and corporate interference. And then if I went through the rest of her bio, 35 years standing up to corruption and tyranny, that would take the rest of the time we have here today. But again, coming up Wednesday, we will have her and Major General Stubblebine, her husband, on with us for a full hour. Okay, just giving us a teaser of what's currently happening. You got back in the last month, but you've been all over the world as of late from Europe. Literally battling against Codex Alimentarius. For those that don't know what it is, describe what it is and then break down what we're facing and why it's so important.
You bet. Codex alimentarius is not an intestinal parasite, although it sounds like it is. It's a UN agency, and that should already get your red flags up. It's a UN agency designed to control the international trade of food. What that means is setting guidelines and standards and allowing the international industrializers of the food supply, including the genetic engineering folks, Monsanto and Bayer and the others, to set the rules as to what food needs to be and what it can't be. And under Codex, what it can't be is wholesome, clean, unadulterated, and health-producing, because Codex is actually the creature of the pharmaceutical industry, which wants you to have damaged, degraded, and non-nutritive food filled with toxins so that you become ill. Then Codex and the FDA, its handmaiden, will make it impossible for you to get high-potency nutrients so that you can protect or repair, protect yourself from or repair the damage that that food does to you. So what we're talking about is a food system designed to make everybody on the planet, and I do mean everybody on the planet, except, of course, the controllers, as ill as possible with the highly economically productive diseases that the pharmaceutical industry makes its amazing profits from: cancer, cardiovascular disease, stroke, diabetes, obesity. Those are the diseases that the World Health Organization defines as the chronic diseases of undernutrition. Take away the nutrition, get people sick, take away natural medicine, make profits, then they die, and you have depopulated the world of the, quote, useless eaters. That's Codex in a nutshell.
Doctor, during the break, we may, well, we're going to end it at the end of this break. Your phone's got a lot of static on it, so we may try to reconnect. But bottom line, when we say that the globalists, the internationalists, have weaponized the food supply, we're not joking around about that. And you're a medical doctor. You've been researching this. I know that doing your own separate research from mine or others, that you and General Stubblebine have found that indeed it is a population reduction plan, and it's all done through compartmentalization, and that they are indeed cornering the world food supply, buying up the heirloom seeds while building these doomsday vaults, that they know they're bringing on an environmental holocaust, while in the name of global warming, they're bringing in all this regulation and control over the general public. Can you speak to that?
Well, let's talk about just genetically engineered food. Now, most of your listeners are probably in the United States. Right now, by the way, that's not static. That's torrential rain, because I'm in Panama setting up a food system education program to teach farmers and non-farmers how to grow clean, non-genetically modified, wholesome food in as little as a 4-foot square area. If you're not a farmer, or on your farm if you are, that's why you hear that tremendous rain. Food, let's take genetically modified food. 80 to 85% of everything that Americans typically eat contains genetically modified food components. The government of Austria last week reduced a study showing that genetically modified corn, the basis of most of our prepared foods, causes sterility in laboratory rats. Now, do you really think that's an accident? Do you really think that controlling the world's food supply, as Monsanto says that it will do by 2010, and introducing ubiquitous foods that cause sterility, cancer, remember that's profitable, and autoimmune disease, again profitable, infertility and death, do you really think that's an accident? I don't. Do you really think the fact that the United States FDA refuses to allow scientific studies and automatically approves any patented genetically modified food to enter the food chain is an accident?
Do you really think it's an accident that out of over 200 different types of plastics, 55, 60 years ago, they chose the only plastic that leaches estrogen-mimicking hormones that also is linked to sterility and lowered sperm counts? And everywhere in the world where it's used, not only are the mammals becoming sterile, but where that water, excreted through sewer systems, is getting into the water, most of the frogs and alligators are being born hermaphrodites. So again, everything they do targeting reproduction because they're eugenicists.
That is correct. They are eugenicists. They are not food agricultural industrialists. They are not medical health or illness care system industrialists. They are eugenicists. 5 years ago, that would get you branded as a lunatic. Today, more and more people are realizing that they are being targeted for eugenics, slow eugenics or fast eugenics. The World Health Organization in 1985 announced in writing, and I have a copy of this document, that the purpose of the supposed smallpox eradication program that they were carrying out at that point was to induce sterility without notification in a vast number of African women to, quote, and this is the part that is in black and white, quote, eliminate 150 million excess sub-Saharan Africans. Well, I don't believe any of us is excess. And you must remember the World Health Organization, which is one of the organizations that runs Codex for the United Nations, has just been convicted in the Philippines High Court, that's their Supreme Court, of involuntarily sterilizing 3 million or more Filipino women through the use of a supposed tetanus vaccine, which actually induces sterility. What we're talking about is a multi-pronged evil approach to getting rid of us so that they, whoever they are, and I know that you've talked a lot about who they are, Alex, so that they can control the non-renewable resources of the planet. And I have this, in fact, from the very mouth of a patient whom I treated, because as a physician I've treated some interesting people. This woman is a head of state who told me that she'd been raised to believe that it was the way of the world to eliminate the useless eaters because they were consuming their non-renewable natural resources, their resources, meaning the resources of the master class. And I said to her, did it ever occur to you that perhaps those non-renewable resources actually belong to the people who live on the land above them? And she looked at me and said, well, no, it never did. That's what we're dealing with, Alex.
Well,
General Stubblebine and I would love to talk to you at length about how this all fits together with the coming famine of 2009, the need to grow your own food in your apartment, on your backyard, or in community gardens, to purchase clean, wholesome, organic food, and to push back against the genocidalists before it's too late.
Well, Dr. Labo, we're about to break. You've got your book there. You're set Wednesday, coming up in about 48 hours, to be on with us for an hour. Do you have your book? Is there a better time this week where perhaps I could have you guys on for an hour and a half so we could really flesh all this out?
I would be happy to rearrange my schedule on Wednesday to make sure that we have that hour and a half. Are we starting at 2 your time or are we starting at 1:30 your time?
1:30 Central Standard Time, and so that would be about 45 minutes earlier than we're speaking right now. Your time.
You got it. And meanwhile, let me ask people to go to our website.
Yeah, stay there. We're going to come back. Let's come back and do one more segment. This is too important. Absolutely. Go to the website, healthfreedomusa.org, healthfreedomusa.org. Folks, it's all true. They're murdering all of us. They're killing your children. Cops, military, they're poisoning us all. Everything is weaponized. We have the documents. It's all documented. Okay, here we go. We'll be right back. I'm going to skip this break, John. I'm going to skip it for PrisonPlanet.tv members and the folks listening at InfoWars.com. Doctor?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, we're on the internet right now. We're just not on the AM and FM dial, and I apologize that that we weren't clear in the email that we wanted both of you on, but that always makes for a really interesting interview. I love how General Stubblebine, you'll talk for 10 minutes, and he'll just chime in with kind of a synopsis, and people always enjoy that combination. But I do want to, in the future, have you on more often, and I'm going to be making a documentary, like an Endgame 2 or something along those lines, probably under a different title. When are you in the United States? Because time is so short.
We're not. I will meet your film crew in lots of places, but the United States is not one of them.
So you
do not want to be in the United States.
So you're staying out of the United States now?
Yep. We are still fighting the battles in the United States, and one of our trustees, Ralph Pusatola, is in the United States, but I do not feel safe because at any moment they could lower the compulsory vaccine boom and... You know what that means.
Well, I mean, the Washington Post announces they're putting regular army in every town and city. They are. It is for the American people. They admit it. They're going for broke. And I agree. No, I feel like I mean, it's reckless that I'm still even here. But
I can't believe you're there, Alex. You could do all your broadcasts from here and have food and protect yourself.
I know, but I've committed to go down with a ship here, so I'm going to go down with it. I may get my family out, though. I've told people that publicly, because I don't think the public realizes just how psychopathic the elite are. And I mean, you're there on air telling them that high courts, Indian government, Philippine government, I mean, all these governments admit it's happening.
Okay.
We have the documents
we
have the documents where these people are doing all this, and I don't think they understand just how serious this is. I mean, they are soft killing us. They're just turning up the ambient background of the soft kill systems incrementally so the public doesn't notice it. I mean, there are children all over Austin who are literally, you know, dying of cancer. And I've talked to so many medical doctors who talk about when they were going to school, I think you've said this, that just 30 years
ago.
When we come back, tell folks that story, and then we'll plug that you're going to be on from 1:30 Central to 3 p.m. Central on Wednesday.
You bet. And I'd love to come on regularly, Alex.
You know what? I tell you, we're both having these crazy scheduling problems. I'm setting this up on air. I am going to not be doing the third hour, fourth hour on Thursday because I'm on International Press TV. Doc, I apologize. But, you know, this happens with these scheduling changes. Can you look at your book? Is Thursday good for an hour and a half?
Hang on, let me look back. Thursday is the 4th, I believe.
Anywhere from 11 to 3. It doesn't have to be in that hour.
Thursday is actually a really good day for me.
Okay, well, let's have you on at, you want to do 2 hours? How about 1 to 3 Central on Thursday?
1 to 3 Central is 2 to 4 my time here in Panama, and you got it.
Okay, that is set. That is a done deal. That's when we're going to do it, okay? They just brought me in a note.
We're going to take off Wednesday.
Yeah, just that last hour. We're not doing Wednesday. We're doing 2 hours on Thursday.
Great. 2 hours from two to four my time.
Yes, and from 1 to 3 Central Standard Time.
1 to 3 Central Standard Time.
Okay, here we go. Final segment. Here we go. I think this song is apropos of what we're talking about right now. Sending out an SOS. God. I mean, I've been to the FEMA camps, folks. I can't believe what they've done to this country. You know, they know we have a blind spot to not be able to imagine such evil, not to be able to deal with such wickedness. We've had a schedule change on my end, and I apologize for the confusion. It's all my fault here. I'm going to be on Press TV in that fourth hour on Wednesday. So we're going to give you 2 hours of the doctor and the Major General Stubblebine. Appreciate them giving us those 2 hours on Thursday. It's set in stone, 1 to 3 Central. That's 2 to 4 Panama time. Be sure and check out their website, healthfreedomusa.org. It's just life-saving information there, and we'll do 2 hours on Thursday. In the 5 minutes we've got left, you've told the story. Many other medical doctors I've had on the show have told the story, who, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, like Dr. Monteith. You know, he's been a doctor for 50 years, about a child with cancer when he was going to medical school, you know, 45, 50 years ago, was like finding a leprechaun or a unicorn. I mean, it was like finding it didn't exist. And now, just dead kids with brain tumors, left, right, all around us, everything, the cell phones, the plastics, all by design. And, of course, you've told the similar story. Explain to people what's happening, briefly.
What's happening is that the life expectancy of children born in the year 2000 and thereafter is dropping, so that for the first time in human history, we can expect that a child born in 2000 or thereafter will die before its parents on average, because the food is contaminated, because children are given cell phones, because cell towers are blasting us, and we've allowed that to happen, because our food contains genetically modified organisms unless we grow our own or eat totally organic or biodynamic food, because the plastics that we feed children water and milk and juice from, and God help us, Coca-Cola from, contain substances that dysregulate the entire endocrine system.
Well, that's the next issue. I mean, they just come out now and say that melamine is now not bad for you, and it's at 90% of the baby formula, Associated Press, and they admit, yeah, Coca-Cola's got pesticide in it, but the pesticide's good for you.
Pesticide is bad for you. And on mainstream TV, we see a clip that says that mercury may actually promote behavioral competence and increase the IQ. This is one of the craziest things I've ever seen in my life. So lies are the order of the day. We live in the Orwellian world of truth disguised as lies and lies disguised as truth. And if it weren't for people like you, Alex, and I hope for people like us, the reality would simply not be available to us. On one day, the FDA said that melamine has no safe level. It is not possible to have a safe level of melamine. The next day, melamine has been set at one part per million with no science, no testing, no safety assurance. But hey,
just like fluoride, just like fluoride, and to cover it up, like they did with fluoride leakage, killing people all over Tennessee is how it all started. They may just start adding it, saying it's a nutrient we've got to have. On national news, they're recommending adding statins forcibly to all the water. Did you see that, doctor?
I missed that one, but I'll tell you what. Giving statins to children, quote, protectively, is beyond anything the Germans did. Beyond anything these people did, even during the days of their Action 4 program, where they were killing German children starting at zero and going to 17 and then adding in the rest of the population because they wanted to purify the German race when they had defective Germans. What we're doing now is worse than anything that the Nazis did.
It's Hellraiser. Hellraiser is going on all around you, or like something out of Event Horizon. That literally a mind like that is running things, and it's all systematically ambient background tyranny has just been slowly turned up like the frog in the pot, and now they're just savagely pounding us. Just bam, bam. Unbelievable.
That is absolutely correct. I wish I could disagree with you and say that you're an alarmist, Alex, or that you're misinterpreting information, or that you're exaggerating. Unfortunately, I believe that you are saying things exactly as they are, and that's what we at the Natural Solutions Foundation do. Now, I know that you are probably attacked as an alarmist and so on and so on, and so are we. Recently, two of the folks who ought to be saying, who ought to be truth-telling, went on the radio to say absolutely extraordinarily horrific lies about us, but you know what? That is how the system...
Hold on one moment. Hold on one moment.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let me talk to the doc. I'm going to keep going here. Dr. LeBeau?
Yes.
Listen, we're going to end it right here. I am so honored to have had you on. Sorry, I got things confused.
It's not a problem, Alex. We'll do it together on Thursday.
Yes.
And can we give people our website so they can kind of check out what's going on and sign up for the free health freedom e-alerts?
Yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back after you're gone, and I'm going to tell them to go sign up for the free e-alerts and just nail that down 2 hours on Thursday, and we'll see you then. And we're going to call this number, correct?
Yes.
And
this number is.
And I'm going to make sure, because of Murphy's Law, that we're going to give you our backup number as well, okay?
Perfect.
Okay.
Thanks, Alex.
Hey, thank you so much, and I'll talk to you in 48. Well, no, yeah, it's. It's in 3 days, so we'll talk to you Thursday.
Excellent. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, Doctor. Take care. Okay, folks, we're going to come back. I'm going to allow myself a lavish two-minute break here to go to the little boys' room. You know, I think fitting into this whole Hellraiser theme, and that's what it is, by the elites, come in with the you didn't play while I was gone, That one intro where Walter Cronkite's talking about how much he loves Satan?
No, I did not play that.
Yeah, let's play that one for folks, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
I know there's a lot of people out there that try to deny the issues we cover here out of fear. Because there are real monsters in this world. And they control the heights above us. They introduce the poisons into the food supply, the water we drink, the air we breathe. They are releasing plagues upon the earth. They are drunk on the blood of billions. They have sold us that hundreds of millions of aborted children is a beautiful thing, that euthanized elderly is a wonderful right, that sodium fluoride and GMO foods and small children with cell phones microwaving their brains is good. And rather than reject their lie, we're so afraid we say, I'll just rationalize to myself and say that everything's okay and the New World Order loves me. Gene in Texas, John in Virginia, and others that are holding. We're going to take your calls for the balance of the show. I had a lot of notes that I wrote up last night. One of my daughter's doodles on the back. But three pages of handwritten and typed notes that I meant to go over. And it's all just too important to do it at the end of the show because I'm exhausted right now for some reason. It doesn't even bother me when people attack me
for my own self. I don't even care. Facing all of this, like, blast your ego away. I mean, I'd love to be able to enjoy my little status and people knowing who I am. I'd love to be able to, be a guy out doing good work, but, you know, still enjoying it and enjoying the fight. I don't enjoy any of it. I take heart in the children we save from CPS by educating parents about the traps, or get people that get off of GMO foods or at least reduce it, or people that don't vaccinate their children, or people that find out. But it's like I'm so busy trying to warn other people that don't know that, you know, as we save people, for every person we save, we lose 1,000. And so I'm just so focused on all the carnage and destruction I see and all the horrible things I see happening to humanity that, I mean, I can't go eat fajitas and enjoy myself without feeling guilty for even enjoying myself. I don't know how to explain it. I can't even take off and go see a movie now because all I'm thinking about is the New World Order and all the stuff they're doing and how my going to a movie normalizes all of this. You know, we should be in the streets freaking out, pulling our hair out, but they've just incrementally turned the tyranny up to where, you know, even I am acting insane. This is an insanely calm response to what they're doing. I mean, it's bad that they're putting fluoride in the water, and they knew it gave people cancer and attacked their glands and reduced their IQ by 20 points on average. I mean, that right there is mind-blowing. And now they're saying, yeah, melamine's good for you, mercury's good for you. Well, we used to say it was poison, but now it's good. Oh, you're dying. Good. Dying is good. It's psych warfare. They're just throwing everything in our... And, you know, I can go read all the behavioral psychologists and psychiatrists and study it and everything from Freud to Jung to Bernays to right through to the modern stuff. And they are practicing just savage. It's an art form, combinations of all these different psychological schools and brainwashing techniques and TV and neuro-linguistic programming and just subliminals, just targeting, just blasting people. To where we all just as they ambient, you know, the background noise, like crickets is an ambient sound. And then they get louder and louder and louder and louder until it just shatters your eardrums. You know, that's the analogy. They're just slowly turning the sound up, slowly. But now it's already, now they're starting to crank it even faster. And it's not ambient anymore. It's blaring all around us, tyrannies everywhere. And people are kind of waking up, but they still have no idea how deep it is. And it's so sick when you read Prince Philip or Ted Turner or all these UN chiefs or Jacques Cousteau or Eric Pianka or a Peter Singer. There's thousands of them all writing books and papers about how 90% of us need to be killed. That's one school. The government policies, 80% of us need to be killed. And then now they're losing ground to the suicidal nihilists. That's really what it's all about. And these top scientists will, like, be writing public papers. And then they'll just say, oh, I just love death. I just want to kill. I mean, that's like Pianka. He's sitting there and he's going, oh, I love Lucifer. On the UT website, it's all about how they got to kill us and get rid of us. And then he's dressed up in a druid outfit going, I love Lucifer on the UT website. I mean, it's craziness. This guy's running around getting standing ovations saying, kill everybody. And then his students send me threatening emails and send me their white papers, send me their PhD papers. And then I Google their name, and it's them in lab coats at bioweapons labs. And the white papers, his graduate students, send me, you know, I wrote this 5 years ago, you piece of filth. And he's actually a moderate. I believe in total human extinction. We are a parasite. They're everywhere. They run it all. It's this base power trip. And you talk to these people, at the end of the day, they're not even that smart. They are just wicked. They just like, oh, we will kill everyone. Oh, yes. You don't understand. I mean, you know, that's the, you don't understand. It's like, I just want to, You know, that's the response to these people, is just clean them out. They declare war on us, we declare war on them. This isn't a game, people. So I do everything I can to break people out of their trance. People say, oh, don't get so excited. Don't get upset. You're only allowed to get excited about the football game. That's when you're supposed to paint yourself up in war paint and simulated warfare. And it kind of tickles your mind and feels satisfying while you're there because that's an instinct to war, to defend yourself from oppression and enslavement. And they just make it into some little prosthesis, some little toy. You know, I use the analogy of it's like a blow-up doll. So it's like a man who doesn't go out and actually find a mate and build a family. No, he has a blow-up doll. And blow-up dolls are what sports are to men's instincts to resist and fight. You understand? Sports is like a man going out, instead of getting a woman, it's like a man going out and taking his blow-up doll to dinner. And buying his blow-up doll diamond rings. And buying his blow-up doll insurance. That's what sports is. It's a facsimile of warfare, a facsimile of human aggression. You have those instincts for a reason. But they tell you, oh, be nice in politics, be nice in culture, shut up, lay down. But the government isn't nice with all their militarized police and the troops and all the rest of it. See, only the government's allowed to be violent with you and aggressive. And then the only place a human being, a slave, is allowed to be speaking out publicly . It's crazy in here what's going on with guests today. I've got an IM here saying Mike Adams from the Health Ranger. Let me know if you want him on.
He just dropped off.
Somebody set him up today? What's going on with all these guests?
No, he just called into the show.
Oh, he wanted to comment. Okay, I didn't know that. We'll call him back and make sure he knows that I wasn't ignoring his call. In fact, I've been wanting to get him on the show. Okay, that was strange then. You know, folks, I'm going to tell you something. All this eugenics and extermination and evil is going on, and it's targeting you and your family, and I know that's heavy, and I know that's hard to deal with, but we've got to get out of this mind-numbed thing we're in. We have got to get out of this mind-numbed position where we've just been taught to accept this, and then all the props, all the facades of liberty and freedom that they had up while they were building this technological murder system, this technological enslavement extermination grid, they're now pulling out all the facades and all the props, and all that's left is the tyranny. Oh, God. Let me plug some sponsors, and then we'll go to your calls here at the end of the show. You know, these sponsors all make the show possible, and they're people I endorse, and I think you ought to check them out. One of them is eFoods Direct. You know, there's a lot of storable foods companies out there, but this is where I chose to get my storable foods. It's really high quality, freeze-dried and dehydrated. And it takes a big piece of the puzzle away from the enemy. They can't control you if you've got arms and you've got food and you're willing to defend it. That's how they do it. They cut the power and the water and the food off and make you come groveling to them. So give eFoods Direct a call. Get one of their free catalogs. Get one of their audio or video CDs. But don't screw around. Go ahead and order food today, folks. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. There are big banners up at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for the fine folks at eFoods Direct. So that number again is 800-409-5633 or the letter E, foodsdirect.com. And dovetailing with that is Ecola Blue. Ecola Blue is just a fabulous atmospheric water generator. It grabs water out of the air. I've actually gotten emails from people saying, there's no way the thing just gets water without being hooked up to pipes. Yeah, folks, there's water in the air. That's what clouds are. And I promise you, it's like you see a bottle of cold drink out and then water condensates on it. That's how it works. About 7.5 gallons a day. 866-585-4044. 866-585-4044. You've heard Willie Nelson talk about this. Ecolablue.com, E-C-O-L-O, blue.com. And great tasting, pure H2O. And then it goes through five filters. No fluoride, no nothing. And believe me, the establishment doesn't like it. They don't like it when women breastfeed their children and don't drink the plastic poison. They don't like it when you stop drinking their poison water. They don't like it when you don't eat their GMO. So, 866-585-4044, ecolablue.com. And then dovetailing still continually with the eFoodsDirect.com is FoodShortageUSA.com. FoodShortageUSA is not eFoodsDirect. It's another fine outfit that has videos and books and materials available at FoodShortageUSA.com. So that you can learn inexpensively how to store your own foods and what type of foods keep well. And it's just the basics of that. And it's a good place to start, foodshortageusa.com, to learn how to make your own storable foods for you and your family to prepare for the road ahead. The website reveals a step-by-step way for the average guy to get prepared for what's ahead. I think the best part of the system is that it gets you off the food grid, even if you don't have a lot of money to spend. The site is foodshortageusa.com. It's not too late. You can still prepare by learning how to make your own survival foods, and you can do it for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. All right, let's take calls here for the balance of the show. Who is up next here? Gene in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. It's great to be able to talk to you. I was hoping to talk to Lindsay or ask him a question, but since he's gone and Dr. Labo's gone, I'll just turn it into a fan call for you.
Well, you can ask me the question, too. I might know.
Well, it was about Lindsay's last visit to your show a couple of weeks ago, and he said something about crashing the U.S. economy, et cetera. And then it seemed like he said something about pumping up the Russian economy to make them the first world country and us a third world country.
Yeah, no, Russia and China, yes. That is the stated trilateral commission plan. See, they're building world government out of our taxes, our money, our troops, while blaming us for all the tyranny. Then they're going to implode the U.S., make us a third world police state. They're done with us. And they're going to move on into their world government based in Europe, Russia, and China.
Well, my next question is, should we run over there?
Oh, no, it's going to be horrible there, too, as well. They're waging war against humanity. They're attacking everybody with eugenics.
Yeah, well, okay. I can relate to that. I'm on board with Dr. Labo. In fact, I get her emails, and I get on the phone with my congressman. I've done all that kind of stuff every time she sends something out. So I'm fully aware of that one.
Yeah, you can go to their website and sign up for free email alerts for listeners. I promised to plug that, and I hadn't done that yet. So,
and I just wanted to say also thank you. You are the one who woke me up. I found you on YouTube and didn't know any. Well, I kind of knew that I really hated certain things going on in the government for several presidents now in succession, but I didn't really know or could put a reason to why all that was, but you certainly have educated me, and I want to thank you for that. All the guests you have, your knowledge, everything, I'm so happy that I'm able to get in touch with your program.
Well, we appreciate you too, Gene. Good to hear from you. I'm going to, for the InfoWars.com listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, in the interest of time, I'm going to skip this break. We'll be back for the AM and FMs in 3 minutes with final phone calls. I'll be on Coast to Coast AM in the first hour tonight talking about the open announcement of troops to be stationed in every town and city. And they are being trying to take your firearms. Stay with us.
Alex.
Okay, John, you get to talk to the internet audience. Appreciate you holding. John in Virginia, you're on. Oh, John just hung up. Zach in Hawaii, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Zach, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Zach, you're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to talk about the peace
And the fact that there's a lot of people going towards the movement that you're talking about, and I'm not, I don't just mean that you're talking about it. I mean, I come to these conclusions from just looking at history and whatnot. And if we don't maintain peace, which has always been a good thing in the civil rights movement, it'll change everything, because their amount of recruits they have that are brainwashed is a huge amount of the problem, and then the amount that are so brainwashed that they're beyond repair or you know they're just never going to turn. They already are for world government and what.
Well, there's a lot of people too who've been busy saying we're liars and government's only good and sweet and doesn't do anything bad and there's no global combine of banks and there's none of this happening. Now that it's all being announced, they still have to say it's not happening, because for them it's about an argument like a football game of who's right and who's wrong. So they're committed to lying and going along with the corruption, because deep down they're scared to death. So they can't admit it's real.
Yes, exactly. So getting them to change their minds before going into some kind of conflict on a domestic level or anything like that is a must. Because and then you pretty much can transform using propaganda on using truth and propaganda instead of just bullshit.
I appreciate your call, sir. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Let's go ahead and speak with, well, we're going to be coming out of break here in a moment, so I'll just wait to go to the full audience see, that's another form of false rebellion, what that guy just did. He did that on purpose. Whatever, man. You're on the internet. Thinking that that's a totem of power, doing that's a form of rebellion. And it's not really. I mean, you know, I'm not against tattoos and earrings and all that stuff. I don't care. I'm not even criticizing them. I understand people like them. People are into them, fetishes, you know, for things like that. Whatever. I'm not saying you're bad. I'm saying that for some people, that's about who they are instead of their ideas. And I want people to rebel against the tyranny and rebel against the right things. That's all I'm trying to say here. Here we go. Oh, yeah, sometimes Satan comes as a man of peace. Barack Obama. His whole cabinet, a bunch of warmongering killers. They're coming. But intentions can be evil. All right, let's go ahead and go to Lynn in California. You're on the air, Lynn. Thanks for holding.
Oh, good afternoon, Alex. This is my first time ever, I think about my third time listening to your show, and I'm very glad that I got through. I just wanted to say earlier, make a comment, when the guy was talking, when I had brought up something about... I think when you had the minister on and he brought up something about how, you know, about you just want to sell your books or brought up, could possibly wanting just to sell your books and stuff. I wanted to make a comment to I guess if he's still listening. Everything that you have talked about at other people similar to you in your field and on this subject of this one world order and all this other things that are going on this planet have already happened. And they've been happening for the longest. And right now it's accentuating. But I can tell him this. I have suffered firsthand from everything what you've talked about, very similar. And I'm not of any political affiliation or any type top of person. But I lost my own child, was viciously murdered in Texas. And it was a big cover-up behind it. A very big one.
No, I'm sorry to hear that.
Involving even the feds. An undercover agent even came to one of my relatives, my aunt, and told her, that it would jeopardize lives and positions if the truth came out. But they were doing investigations throughout all those murders that were going on in Texas, but especially in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, of those kids, especially during that, in the 90s. And right to this day, we're fighting for some land that was illegally taken from one of my ancestors in the early 1900s. But up to this day, over 16,000 acres of prime oil and gas with coal and lignite. And yet, these oil companies have went in there, cut some type of deal, went in there all the way over to China. Now, I got the proof on that. 16,688.08 acres. And I can show you proof. It's three other people that I have the truth. And they had it hidden under a relative's wife. And try, and then as soon as we found, we couldn't find any, the family was just spending hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars of getting these different lying lawyers, even two ex-judges in Texas, even a politician there in Texas. They claim they couldn't find anything. But yet we, I have it, and two other people have proof where they had committed fraud in that county in East.
Oh, I know. The oil and gas. Oil and gas, just from family I know that works in the oil fields and things, and it's so corrupt. And the scams and the things that are going on. That's what I mean. Corruption is just pandemic, and the little people are being attacked and cheated in the process. And there's, God bless you. We're out of time. And I'm sorry to David and Amanda and others and Don. Call me back tomorrow. We'll be live tomorrow. I had all these notes and key issues I wanted to cover. Didn't get to it today, but I will tomorrow. All those notes I wrote, they're somewhere here in the crazy stack. But I appreciate everybody, all the AM and FM affiliates. Very thankful if you're listening on AM or FM. Be sure and tell everybody about it. Great way for folks to tune in. You know, you're at the checkout line. Tell them about, you know, radio stations we're on, like 90.1 in Austin or 590 in Austin or stations all over the country. And don't forget the free podcast at Infowars.com. Over 110,000 people a day downloading that for free. And the archives as well. Rebroadcast starts now at Infowars.com.